Blog Talk Radio.
Man, the cold weather coming in, things must be going good, though. Got both of these knuckleheads in there on time today. They both in there on the time today. So y'all go ahead and bless the show. Get on the road. Let's get started, y'all. Brother House and Brother D, welcome aboard.
Amen. We are truly indeed glad, as I tell you guys all the time, to be back with you. And we just extra glad to have a brother like Brother Ernie wanting to come in here and give us some knowledge of this game we love so well. So we're going to ask my brother if he would come in and have a talk with our father, that he will continue to bless, continue to keep our brother in perfect peace. Brother Tim, if you will.
Thank you, Brother D. It's a pleasure and an honor. I just come before my brothers and sisters and say that God has truly blessed us with a friend like Ernie, and we just say thank you for all that, his vision to be able to come on the show and spread knowledge and information to us about safety and cars and motors and all the things that we do, and we just say thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just so grateful, Lord, first of all, for you being our God, and we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to be here today and be able to take part in this show. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Ernie. We just ask that you bless him and strengthen him and keep him and allow him to have a sound mind, Lord, and bless his family and keep them in good health and strength. Bless his business that it be prosperous and that he'll be able to see the vision and it'll come to pass, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love Brother Ernie because he loves us, and we thank you, Lord God. We love him. We appreciate him that he's all that he's doing for us, and we just say thank you, thank you, thank you for a friend like Ernie. And we just ask in just Jesus' name, we say thank you. And it's good to be friendly, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Brother D and Dog.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get old Brother Ernie and get it started. Appreciate it, Brother. Appreciate it, Brother D, Brother Tim.
Hey, what's happening? It's cold. Daggone it. I tell you what, Mike, what'd y'all do, leave the door open and let it run down here? No, that's not supposed to happen. Close your door. Keep your cold weather up there. Y'all the one that like it. Okay? Man, rain. And we've had some, Saturday night, we had about 5-6 inches of rain. Oh, boy, I tell you. And I hope it's going to warm up now. Time to quit playing games. Okay, guys, this is Ernie with CompuGuard Nitrous Oxide Systems. What's happening out there? Don't forget our sponsors. CompuGuard Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS, Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, Don Kennedy, Race Car Insurance. Have you talked to Don about insurance on your car? You need to. Be a good Christmas present for somebody to give themselves. $20,000 worth of coverage for $187 a year. And you get increments anywhere you want to, up or down. So give him a call. And don't forget Lawyer Man. If we need him, we'll call him. All right, what do we got going this last week? It's been a slow week. Racing's kind of slowed down. Everybody's starting to see all these races coming up for next year. But there's some serious money being posted next year. I hope they're guaranteed purses. Because if it's not a guaranteed purse, there's probably another guaranteed purse somewhere else. Check into it and make sure that you go to the place that's going to pay and not cut you like in a knife fight. One of the problems that it's kind of a unique problem. Yeah, we got all these big pumps that's out there, the BG, the Aeromotive, and all the other pumps out there of that design. Had a unique problem with one. Wouldn't make any pressure. Fella tried it. Wouldn't make pressure. Cranked the car up, but it wouldn't make volume. Pressure would fall right off as soon as you crank the car up. He checked a few things. Couldn't find anything. I said, I'll bring it in here and let me take a look at it. Took it apart, poured everything out on the table, cleaned it, put it back together, and I was starting to put the O-ring back on. And I noticed that the O-ring that seals the body to the bottom wear plate was in pretty rough shape. Wasn't that old, but looked like it had some, well, not abuse, wear and tear, or an improper O-ring there. It defective. It was allowing the pump to suck air between the base plate and the body. Would not leak fuel, but as soon as you crank the pump up, it would suck air. Never seen one do that before. I put a new O-ring on it for him, checked everything else, put it back together, sent him home with it. He said that thing's pumping so much fuel now, he's got to adjust all his regulators back to where they need to be. So it's something to look at. You know, winter time's down. Make sure you pull your fuel pumps and check your fuel pumps. Make sure, you know, just there's four screws on the bottom. Some have five. Some of them's got bolts. Some of them's got screws. And if you got one of the pumps that's got that little stupid, well, I'm going to call it an ice cream cone bolt in there, hey, just take a pair of lock pliers, lock them on, vice grips, lock them onto it. Just give it a turn. It'll come right off. That's kind of a don't-go-in-here type bolt, security bolt. It doesn't do a thing. It's just in the way. Take it off. Replace it with the standard. I think that's a 5/16 course bolt, and don't worry about that puppy again. But it comes right off. A couple of problems with ignitions, you know, simple problems. Of course, everybody's kind of gotten over the racing for this year. You know, Christmas is coming up. Hey, it's coming up. Hey, it's coming up this week. Dang, today's the 20th. Okay, Christmas is going to be here in 5 days. For most of us, it's going to be 4 days on Christmas Eve. So you better get your shopping done, make Mama happy, and then Monday we can get back into getting ready for racing for next year. We need to get your service, get equipment serviced, and make it happen, you know. It's that time of the year. Just kind of put a racing aside, enjoy the family. The gentleman's name slipped my mind that that run the coat.
What's your little partner?
The fellow that passed away the first of this week that run the.
Johnny English. Johnny English.
Yeah.
The Code Ink
Yeah,
car.
Johnny.
Johnny.
The Code Ink car.
Yeah.
Nice guy. If you ever met him, super nice. Help you any way he could. Always had something for you to eat or drink. Yeah, he never met a stranger. Great guy. Good guy to be with.
Right.
He's going to be missed in the racing industry.
Right.
Dog, what you got going, sir?
Well, Ernie, I don't know if I got anything going for you, but I might have you a partial, Christmas present. You just called and asked me about it. You know, you always get information and helping everybody else, and you asked about that fire stick. So what I did was, like Ernie do, I went and got the man that with the fire stick. Running, would you come on? And he know who you is, Running. You out there running?
Talk to me, brother.
Hey, Mr. Well, Running, yeah, what's happening?
What's up, Ernie? Long time no hear.
Oh, man. I've been here for 11 years. Where you been hiding?
Rock Hill, South Carolina, baby. Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Well, y'all,
Ernie, I got, Yeah, I got him on here. I got Runny on here because he got the fire stick and the what you call me. And I'm telling you, if you got cable and all that stuff and you paid all that money, Runny, if you don't mind, could you give us a rundown on what you got? Because Ernie was thinking about maybe want to get one of them old fire sticks or something. He was thinking about it.
Okay, I'll give you a quick rundown. What we do, we started this company a little over a year ago. And just let you know, we have over 1,500 customers already. We're probably pushing 1,600 customers in less than a year. We're always striving to make the company better. But what we do is we purchase subscriptions for TV, and they're good for a year. We buy Android boxes or Fire Sticks, and we load the program on it, and we sell them. So, you know, we stick by our product. Our product did go down about 4 weeks ago, but it was the only reason why it went down because the provider, the platform was not big enough anymore, so they had to build a bigger platform. And when they uploaded everybody on, they knocked off 85% of the customers. But if anybody out there who knows us, they know that they did make it right and gave everybody new subscriptions. So, I mean, and it put us to work, but it was a good thing for me and my wife because it let us get back in touch or rekindle relationships with everyone. And now we've been booming ever since. I mean, it's crazy.
That's right.
But, yeah, Ernie, like I said, you can send me your Fire Stick. I can clean your Fire Stick, and I can put the same program that we use on the box that everybody goes crazy for. Matter of fact, I have a new program for the Fire Stick, if anyone watched my video today, and it puts the fire in the stick. I can't say what all it does on the radio, but I'm telling you, it is awesome. Send me those sticks. Like I said, Ernie, we do sell them. Right now we have Christmas specials going on. You can get them for $135 shipped. And that's good all the way up to December 25th, and it'll go back to regular price, $150 and $160 ship. Renewal on it, like I said, it's good for a year. The renewal on it is only $75, and you got it for another year. You can't beat that. The biggest thing we have with selling these boxes or stickers, it sounds too good to be true.
Do you still have to have the basic service? Do you still have to have the basic service, or
no?
Standalone.
It's standalone. Only thing you need is internet. That's it. If you got the internet, you're good. Just to have internet.
Okay.
Like I said, if your internet's kind of shaky, most definitely get a Fire Stick. If your router's downstairs and you want to put it upstairs, get a Fire Stick. If you're right by your router, you can get the box. It's up to you. It's preference.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get with you tomorrow and get you sending one.
Oh, man, we'll gladly send you one.
Okay, Ernie, he might be new to this big time stuff. You got him. He ain't even put out how you can get in contact with him or nothing. Ernie. He just rallying around.
Oh, I was gonna do it, dog. I was gonna give it to him.
Okay, let's see how professional he is. Okay, Ronnie, go ahead.
All right. You can get in touch with Silverback Streams, that's one word, Silverback, then Streams on Facebook. If you want to contact us, phone number is 803-504-7516. That's 803-504-7516. And my name's Ron.
Hold
on. Contact me.
Ronnie, you had it going good there. I thought the man's going to slip by, and then he stopped it two times on the phone number. I tell you, you always got to say what you're going to say, say what you're going to say, and then say what you said, and you always got to give out your information three times.
Okay, here we go again. 803-504-7516. Ronnie. And like I said, we can get you up and running, man. Like I said, we have boxes in all 48 states, everywhere besides Hawaii and Alaska. And we might
Now, you know, Ronnie, you just gave out your information to a little over 900,000 listeners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy.
I know how big it is.
Hey, run it. Ernie might not know, but like I told you, make sure you save at least either the five stick or the box for Ernie. I don't know which one he wants, but make sure you save one for him, and you know he's gonna get that.
I'm sending him the fire stick.
Yeah.
I think a fire stick is one I'll be wanting from you. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you the fire stick.
But look here, I need y'all to do me a favor. Ernie, I need you to do me a favor. Hold on a minute. Just for a minute, y'all. Y'all stand by for a minute. Stand by for a minute.
I forgot to say something about guys. You know, all you fuel injected guys running these LSs and everything else, the biggest thing y'all all been complaining about is fuel pumps. Getting the fuel
before we get into the tech, let me get Ronno out of here, because a couple of people had a question. They want to know, Ronno, do you have any package deals?
Well, the package deal that we're doing right now is like that we're doing a Christmas special. We dropped the price down. You're saving $25 per box. Like I said, normally the price is $150. We dropped them down to $125 for Christmas. We're not doing any package deals with it, you know, with a Christmas special. Now, if after Christmas is over with, yes. Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Okay. They can call you and ask that, but since we on here, and everybody, you know, they want to know what kind of payments do you accept, Cash App, or what kind of payments do you accept?
Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, Facebook Pay, PayPal, every one of them. Any one of them that's out there, we pretty much take them.
Okay.
And another thing about it, I didn't mention this, but I'm going to tell you now. It has over 240 network channels. That's all your basic channels, your BETs, CNNs, Discovery, Lifetime, on all that stuff.
Pay-per-view.
Wait a minute, Doc. We're getting there. Okay, that's just the network part. Okay, then you got the premium movies. That's all your HBOs and Showtime and Stars and Epic. All that's on there. It's 90-some channels of that that's on there. Then you got the, your pay-per-views. With the pay-per-views, I don't want to say this, but never pay for certain races again. I just say it. Or fights, boxing matches, UFC. If you're a UFC fan, everything's there. Everything.
Yeah.
Local channels. We do have local channels. You can go and find your local channels for the area that you're in. You'll find CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox on there. If you're a transient and you move down south and you want to see what's going on in New York, you can find out. You can save it and watch news up that way, if you so choose. Live TV has a 24/7 TV on it, and you can go there and watch all your old classic shows and some new shows without commercials. Same way with 24/7 movie, and we also put cinema on there. You can watch what's the latest stuff in the movies. So I mean, the box is fully loaded. I mean, you can't beat it. Again, like I said, everybody says it sounds too good to be true until they get it. And one thing about me, I don't like to sell anyone for the first time more than one or two boxes. And that lets you know I'm not really a salesman. I want you to take it home, see how it works, then call me and order more boxes. And trust you me, they call, and they order 5, 10 at a time. So, but like I will not sell nobody for the first time no more than one or two boxes.
And what's that phone number?
That phone number, Ernie, is 803-504. 7516. Again, 803-504-7516. One more time, 803-504-7516. We can get you hooked up.
I believe we taught him tonight.
Yeah.
No.
Ernie, you done got it broke in quick, Ernie. He tuned up quick, Ernie.
He sure did. He caught on to that little hook. All right.
Hey,
right.
Ernie, I got a four nitrous spread. I got a nitrous spread of four jets. That's it. I got you real quick.
Yes, sir. Four jet spread, that'll get you covered. 5.5 pounds of fuel pressure, 950 on the bottle.
There you go. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Yes,
but like I said, we truly
appreciate
you guys, and may God bless y'all, man. Like I said, we love each and every one of our customers. We look at Silverback as a family. So if you're a member of us, you are a family, and I'll do anything I can to help each and every one of you guys between me and my wife,
Ronnie,
Carolyn.
Ronnie, I appreciate it, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, but
okay.
Definitely y'all have a good season.
Thank
okay. You. Thank you.
All right, dog.
All right.
What we got going?
Thank
okay,
you, Ronnie.
We're talking about.
Appreciate it, Ronnie.
All right, thank you, dog.
All right.
Okay, guys, we're talking about these LS motors, the Ford motors, needing bigger fuel pumps. It's always been kind of a problem. We just finished our pump design. We have one in stock. It is 800 liters per hour at 85 PSI. I'll promise
Ernie,
you.
Why you said liters on it? Ernie, why you said liters on it? Why did you use liters on it? Why did you use liters?
Because fuel injected cars are metric
uh-huh.
cars, and they are rated mm-hmm. in liters per hour.
Okay.
The reason why you got to talk. See, when you're talking to those guys with them, their new cars and high payments, you got to talk
uh-huh.
in their language.
Okay.
So their liters per hour. That's approximately, each pump is approximately 160 gallons per hour. At 80 PSI. So, I mean, these are big pumps, nice billet holders. Got the whole assembly that puts the two pumps together in one outlet. You can run two outlets if you want to. You can run it off the top. You can run it off the side. It's set up to take the poly hose into the bottom, or you can put JIC fittings in them and run braided steel. I don't like running braided fuel line, you know, the rubber fuel line. I don't like running that on the inlet side of a pump. I know everybody does it. But when you start working with extremely high-volume pumps that move a tremendous amount of fuel, you have to worry about the supply hose restricting and sucking down and closing up. So I recommend on these that you use a piece of aluminum tubing. You can use little rubber extensions to put them together, but make the main body of your fuel line into like a number 10 aluminum hose or aluminum tubing, and that way you don't run into any chance of the suction line collapsing on the inside of the braided steel. Because if it collapses, you'll never see it. You just look at your hose and you go, yeah, it's still there. It's still nice and round. But the rubber on the inside is completely closed up. These are some Hoss pumps. We're going to put the pictures on the internet probably tomorrow. And the header on what it's going to be. And then there was two. And you'll see what we're talking about on these things. Comes with basically everything you need for the installation, the wiring clips. These are external pumps. And like I say, you, make sure that you, when you mount them, that you mount them below the bottom of the fuel cell, or at least below the level of the fluids that you're going to have in the fuel cell when it's close to empty. Because these are flooded pumps. They're not a suction pump. So, all right, back to you, Mr. Dog. What we got going?
Okay, all right, no problem, honey. We got your long-winded friend number two, Mr. Tim House. Brother House, come on in here, Brother House.
Mr. Tim, I would never call you number two. You're always number one in my book. Being number two in the number one business is one thing, but being number one in the number two business is something else.
Is that the sewer business? Is that the sewer business?
My My. Well, Brother Ernie, we got to have you try to defuse the situation again. We had some problems on the phone today. We have a question for you. What determines to make a car, you can talk about a back half or a chassis car, because somebody said that if you put struts on the car, it becomes a full chassis car. And I said, Mustangs come from the factory with struts. So how are you going to say that? And we called Whit. Whit said he had stock floor plans and ladder bar. His car, they got struts on it, but he said that it's not a considered necessarily a chassis car. What are they talking about? So we want to know from you, Ernie, in your expert opinion, what makes a chassis car, what makes a back half car, three-quarter car, what makes it happen, Ernie?
Okay, that's a pretty easy one. A strut conversion is a steering safety deal. You know, if you take the Camaros, well, Chevrolet back as far as 66, you had basically 4, 5, 6 bolts. You could undo that and the steering link and your fuel line, your exhaust, and boom, there's your whole steering assembly right there. Well, if it bolts in, isn't that a front half car? You know? Okay, we change those big A-arms into the lightweight spindles. We're still running a spindle. We're still running an A-arm. We're still running this. Like I say, every car that pretty much that I've seen that's coming out of the factories today all have struts. So we're going to have to rule that out. So a front half car is more for safety than anything else. Of course, you are getting weight reduction, okay, and you are putting in a K-member and this, that, and the other. Now, a back half car is a car that you have cut the rear suspension completely out of and went in there and used tubing and built a frame in there that you where you probably changed the rear end, put in a 9-inch or 8.5, and kind of modified the back of it. You probably have some coilovers back there. That's a back half car. Now, when you get into a full chassis car, it's exactly what it says. You go in there and you undo the body mounts, or however, if it's a unibody, you cut the squares and you build a full chassis from front to back that goes up in there. Your front end and your rear end are on this chassis. It is aftermarket, but the loophole in most of the rules is that it's got to be like the unibodies, they got that channel. Well, when they cut that channel open, they put the chassis in there, and then they put the channel back up. Now, your channel is still intact, but now you have a chassis car that goes more into the back half or the front half. So, but a full chassis car is normally spec'd out as a racing car, designed to go pretty much straight line. You know, it's not like a NASCAR car. It's more of like a drag car. But on the front end struts and stuff, no, I would say that's just an upgrade to a stock automobile.
Y'all got me confused. You said so much stuff. I don't know what y'all got me confused over. I got a headache, honey. I ain't got none out of headache.
Well, you know, everybody wants to start drawing these exact lines of what is this, what is this, what is this. Okay, we're grudge racers. I don't care if you come up with a 1962 Volkswagen. If you want to challenge me to a race, it's more of your talking to me about the steps that you want more than it is anything else. You know, it's grudge racing. Grudge racing is just that. Your car against my car. How much can I negotiate out of you? You don't get what you want. You get what you negotiate in life. Because I'll promise you, if you come to me and ask me how much I'm going to give you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you two links behind me, not in front of me. So it's what you negotiate. It's not a chassis. It's not anything else. That it's grudge racing. Bring it up, crank it up, pull it up. Let's go. Back to you, sir. You know how we got in that thing
Ron.
Last week about the pro mod cars, you know, it covers a lot of character. Too many people want to get too thin skinned about cars. Look at what you're doing. You're grudge racing. Okay. If I win, you're gonna be mad. If you win, I'm gonna be mad. But we're gonna suck it up and I'm gonna call you out the next time.
So I wanna get this right, Ernie. Just because you put struts on the front end of a car, that doesn't mean that it's a chassis car. Just because you cut the back end and back half it, that doesn't make it a chassis car. And then, so when you build a full chassis out of tubings and all that and refabricate a whole car body and everything and put it on there, then you would consider that a chassis car, full chassis front to back.
So that's a chassis car or a kit car or a street rod.
There we go.
Chassis engineering makes them every day, and you can go to Midas Muffler and get struts put on your car.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we had that argument, and then they were saying that some of the 28 cars require to have the original frame or something like that in the car. And then I see guys that have the original frame in the car, but they got a darn tube or a bar coming all the way through it that welds to the front of the front end. So it really is just there for decoration, but that's what they want. So I was trying to say, one person said that's not a chassis car. One person said it is a chassis car. One person said that if you put struts on it, that makes it a chassis car. But I told them Mustangs and all that stuff come right out the factory with struts. You know, that can't be.
Yeah.
And then one person said,
Corvette.
Well, if you do a chassis, the bars and all that from the firewall back, that's a three-quarter car. And we were trying to figure out all this, Ernie, and it got to be nerve-wracking because I don't know what in the world. One person say it's a back half car with ladder bars. It's a back half car. I said, well, you don't have to have ladder bars. You can have a four-link back there in the back and it still be a back half car. And we were arguing
the
time. So.
But, Tim, what are you forgetting about these cars? You know, you said front half, back half, chassis cars, but what are you missing? It's got a roll cage in it. The roll cage becomes part of the chassis. When does it become a race car? A 2-point, a 4-point, a 6-point, an 8-point, a 10-point? Well, who's that now? I can take just about any car. If I put a 10-point cage in that puppy, it's got an exoskeleton that is into itself made the car stiffer and stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I think sometimes you're looking at the wrong side of the coin. You know? Now, if somebody comes riding up with a chassis car and they got a 4-point roll bar in it, he's limited to run so fast. 6-point, 8-point, so fast. 10-point, he goes fast as hell as he wants to. But it's got to do with what class and how the car is prepped and how fast it goes. There are very specific specifications on speed versus roll bars. Now,
well,
how about that argument to start with?
Well, so far everything is clear with me, Ernie. I'm happy with it, but we'll go back and see what happens. That's terrible. We fight all the time about the craziest stuff.
I tell you, y'all do, and it's interesting to listen. Everybody's got a good point that they're trying to pick out, but when you back up kind of independent and look over the overall scheme and you go, okay, well, what does the rule book say? And that's what happens.
That's what they were trying to say. Because remember we were asking about what determines if it's a big block or a small block, you know? And
said
396.
Get into that conversation.
That's what I was saying earlier. That's why we were having all these arguments. The 396 is smaller than a 400, a 406 and 434, yeah. And then,
it's
you know,
what the,
so is it a big block or is it a small block?
the factory-defined small blocks and big blocks. The big block Ford was the 352, 360, 392, 406, 427, and 460. So, but now, hell, you can have a 900 cubic inch Ford. You can have a 1,000 cubic inch Chevrolet. You can have 600-plus cubic inch small block. And there ain't a thing that'll interchange on that 600 cubic inch small block to a what we call small block. So we just say we're going to run cubic inches against cubic inches and run what you got.
Well, thank you, Ernie. That's what I wanted to know. So if we'll call you if we need you, but put out the fire because we had some fire today, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Ernie. Appreciate
we'll
you. And
yes,
if I don't get a chance to talk to you since before the end of the season, Merry Christmas to you guys and happy holiday to you, Ernie. Really appreciate you.
All right, Jim. Appreciate it, man. Love you.
Me and Ernie don't even take off for the holidays. The holidays don't affect us. We should, unless Ernie got something to do, we'll be back next week, which will be the 27th and the 28th and the 23rd. We'll be around. Christmas is on the weekend. But anyway, Ernie. Like Tim said, it's been a lot of arguments since the season has basically shut down. Everybody nitpicking now. Ernie, in your professional opinion, how much faster if I got a 275 tie versus a 315 tie? How much advantage is that, Ernie, in your professional opinion?
Depending on the weight of the car, the style of the car, the torque that's being made, a 315, you never want to give up traction until you get too much traction. And then you got to step down a little bit. If you've got a good, let's say a 441 cubic inch LS type setup, good transmission, good chassis, you're going to need that 315 to pull. But that 315 only a 355 cubic inch motor, old school, is going to be a little much. You have to add air pressure to it or something. And if you add air pressure to it, why are you running that big of a tire?
Let's cut it for a minute so I'm going to be more specific. Okay. Now, we normally talk with our regular guys, and that was the right answer for our regular guys, but these guys are a little bit irregular. Just say between 800 and 900 cubic inch motors, Ernie. Go start there, Ernie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now we got a major deal.
Yeah.
You got a wider tire. You got a softer tire. You got a tire that would just about hook on dirt versus a stiff wall tire that you're limited on the amount of surface you're going to get. It's like a 11 and a half inches wide versus 315, which is almost 14 inches wide. A lot of difference in the rubber, the compounds, everything else. So a bigger motor, faster car is going to have that big tire. Also, the rollout is different between the two tires. So everything is totally different. Big tires, big horsepower, you're going to have the big tire. Big cubic inch, you're going to have that. But a smaller car, and when I say a smaller car, you're 5 seconds.
Ernie, hold on, brother. Ernie, that wasn't what I was asking you. I'm asking you what's the problem with this. Because the reason I'm asking you, Ernie, the guys with the 315, I mean, the guys with the 275s don't want to want the guys with the 315 because they say they got a performance advantage, or how much performance advantage do you think that is? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, if you had a car that was, let's say, running 5.0s on 275s, and he could carry the 315s, probably a tenth to tenth and a half second faster. 60 foot are definitely going to improve, and his mile an hour is probably going to pick up, I would say, probably around 10 to 12 miles an hour. He definitely has an advantage. Anytime that you've got more rubber on the ground that's not hardened or wore out, the better you're going to get. and the faster you're going to go. So if you're arguing tires and tires about now, but it, now if we got a situation where, well, on Chris's car, Candy Crusher, we took big tires off over at Carolina Dragway one day.
Don't say that. They might say you tell him. I'm just saying.
You know, you can pick up or you can slow down, depending on your tires.
Yeah, but don't.
And best thing to do is if you got a 275 that you're working with, and you're wanting to try a bigger tire, go borrow somebody's bigger tires and make a pass and see what it does to your car. You may find out that the car leaves harder, picks up the front end, carries it out there, or you may find out that your car just falls on its face. And if it does that, you got to do a lot then.
Well, you got your old buddy Ricky. He might want to come in here and josh you, which I don't, your old buddy Ricky, he always got something to say. So, Ricky, what you and Ernie got all about today?
He's kind of right. He ain't understanding what these guys are running. I mean, you're talking about 5.3 bore space engines making 2,700 horsepower, okay?
Yeah.
That's where the 315s, you can get that tire so much harder.
Absolutely.
On the same track surface. How good the track prep is, say it's perfect. You can go so much faster with that big-ass tire than you can a 275. I mean, I look at Pro 275 Radio versus World times, and that tells you the tale right there.
But if you put those big tires on a car that ain't making that kind of horsepower, you're going to lug it down. It's like running the old 1432s or 37s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the faster the car, the more of the tire you need.
We're not talking about just 5-second cars. But it's about a tenth and a half difference of how much you can get after that big tire if you're in that category.
That's what he said. He might have not said it the same way, but he said the same thing. That's what I was looking for, about how much different than ET it was.
Your 60-foot is going to pick up on your 60s because you're not spinning the tires. You're not blowing them off. And you can be more aggressive with that big tire. Where if you got too aggressive with the 275, they would just spin the tires. So, like I say, the fatter the rubber that you can move and carry, the better you're going to be. Thank you, Mr. Ricky.
Okay. Yeah, Rick, you got anything else, Rick? Really?
No. Like I said, he was right, but I don't think he was understanding what kind of small.
He know what I'm talking about because these guys over here, boy, they raising the hell about them 315s and 275. That's why he know they've been going to war over here.
Well, I try to not really worry about what Stevie and them do because to the average racer. That we work with.
We didn't say Stevie. Stevie's professional. He's showtime. We weren't talking about Stevie.
Well, when you're making that kind of power, you got to have the biggest tire you can carry. You got to be relative to what you're doing. And if you can try set and you go faster, that's the tire you need. If you try set and you slow down, that's not the tire you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you change your tires, your whole tune-up starts changing. Your mile an hour, your 60-foot, RPMs on the finish line, all that comes into effect just by changing tires.
Uh-huh.
And some guys that go to the bigger tires are going to have to change the gears in the rear end. So you've got to play the whole balance game. It's the combination of parts, not one part making the whole race car. Back to you, sir.
Hey, Ernie, we got a normal truck question now. A guy said he got a truck, and he said, "What's the sign? It's a truck with it's a stick shift truck, 350. I think it's a 350. He says it's a stick shift truck. He said, "What are the signs of clutch failure?
usually on a clutch vehicle, the release bearing is what starts acting up first. And you'll start hearing that noise when you just touch the pedal. You'll hear this grinding noise. That means that the release bearing is going bad. You need to get it changed out. Now, in a clutch slipping, you're going to be where if you're trying to pull a load and if you got a tachometer, you watch the tachometer going up, the speedometer ain't going up with it. That means the clutch is slipping. If you're trying to put it under a load and you put it in first gear and the motor revs up but nothing's moving, it's time to put a clutch in. If you do put a clutch in, make sure you take the flywheel off, get it surfaced, because you're going to see a whole bunch. If it's been slipping, you can see a bunch of surface cracks. If you don't get it surfaced, just get a new flywheel. Put it in there, new clutch, and get a good clutch and get a good release bearing. Get the whole package. You can get it from every place, but make sure you get the quality. And I'd buy one that had a lifetime warranty on it. Because if you tore up one, you're probably going to tear up another. And what tears up clutches? Improper adjustment or somebody that has the habit of riding their foot on the clutch pedal. That's usually what tears up a clutch. Unless you're trying to pull stumps. Back to you, sir.
Okay. I don't know what this. I'm just gonna read it the way I got it. They say what causes a fuel pressure drop?
Oh man. Okay.
Yep.
Fuel pressure. Your fuel system is a closed system, meaning it's not doing anything from an outside source. You got a fuel cell, a pump, regulator, and then certain things that you're using to go to it. Depending on the regulator you got, the fuel pump you have, some have regulators built into them. Some of them have bypass valves built into them. So let's start off with the lower pump, like a Holley Blue. We're just going to use that as an example, or that type of series of pump. They offer that in the blue or the black, the main difference being the bypass spring. One of them is set up from, I think, 7 to 10, and the other one is up to 15, the high-pressure one or high-volume one is that. So with that type of situation, if you start having a fuel system that is fluctuating, you want to make sure, do we have enough fuel in the tank? Are there any leaks on the hose from the tank to the pump? Now, that's important. An air leak on any pump that has a suction is an immediate failure to the pump in that it can't suck fluid if it's pulling air. Air is easier to pull. And if it is pulling, you're going to end up with cavitation, which causes the pressures to go up and down. You can get trash in the bypass check valve. That's that regulator that's built in with a little spring. You need to take it out and clean it. You have veins in the Holley style pumps that will rust. And the worst thing you can have is those type pumps setting all winter long with no lubricant in them. When they rust, if they get water in there from the ethanol or whatever fuel you're running, if you're running just regular gas in it today with the ethanol mix in that pump will corrode to the point that the veins will not go out. Now, once you leave the pump, the only thing you've got is a regulator or two regulators or three regulators. So you've got one main fuel line going up to that, and then you're regulating off. If you have multiple regulators and you check your regulators and there two of them are doing real good and one of them is all over the place, you've probably got a diaphragm that's busted in that or some trash stuck in it. You can take it apart and clean it, or you can rebuild it. Now, when you get into the bigger pumps, we're going to say the Aeromotive 500 series, the Barry Grants, 460s, 500s, all those type pumps. You have the same basic components, fuel in the tank, line going to the pump. The pump has to be lower than the fuel cell. It is a flooded pump. It has to be fed with gravity first. It is not a pump that's designed to suck. It's designed to pressurize and blow the fuel. You have a bypass on there that is normally set at between 28 to 32 pounds. I've seen them 25, 24, where people have set them at. That's not a problem. On some of these pumps that are coming out, if you take that bypass valve out, you just, I think it's 7, 8, 15, 16, 1 inch, undo it and just screw it out while it's on the table, not while it's on the car, because if you unscrew it while it's on the car, it's going to empty your gas tank. Now, you're looking at it, turn it upside down so you're looking straight into the exit of that piece. Look at the hole there. Is it, let's see, number four is, well, number six is going to be about 3/8 of an inch. If it is, if it looks like it tapers down on the end to like a number four, the easiest thing to do is you unscrew, take that puppy apart. There's only four pieces in there. You got the body, spring, regulator cap, and the top cap. Take that top cap off. If you've got a lathe, chuck it up and take a half-inch drill, 7/16 to half-inch. Open that hole up. Now it's going to allow more return back to the tank. But that's okay. We've got so much volume in these pumps that that's not a problem, because as you start using fuel downrange, because we're going to set the line pressure at, say, 28 pounds. Now we've got 28 pounds going to the front of the car. From there, we're going up to our regulators just like we were talking about with the other cars. Now when you set that 28 pounds, you should be able to set every regulator and it'll be dead on. And then you got all this fuel bypassing back to your tank now until you open up a nitrous solenoid or fuel solenoid and the carburetor. Now, the carburetor, unlike a nitrous fuel solenoid, it's like a toilet bowl. You have two bowls, like a toilet. Needle seat. So it gravity feeds just a little bit of fuel in at a time. You very seldom will ever see a regulator moving with a carburetor. Now, on a nitrous system, when that fuel solenoid opens, that's opening up a big door. You're going to see a drop, and this should pick back up. And your regulators are normally built to operate at about 5 to 6 times, or 5 to 6. If you got a 28-pound fuel pressure, your regulator should be able to adjust down to about 4.5 pounds, 5 pounds. You should be about 1/5 of the line pressure. Above that, if you get your line pressure too high, the regulator will not come down low enough to make the adjustments you want to do. That's your biggest thing. Air leaks, and O-rings, all the fittings that go on those pumps, make sure your O-rings are not hard. If you have one that's leaking fuel, that's probably coming by the seal on the shaft, don't plug that. Get it fixed, get that shaft seal fixed, and replace your O-rings mandatory. Make sure you put new O-rings on the top plate, which is the seal to the pump. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. That sounds good. Now, Ernie, down here in the last two or three weeks, or I'm going to say the last month, we've been having 20 to 30 degree swings back and forward. What does that do for condensation in the boat and all that, Ernie, with that going up and down, freezing, and then 80-degree weather, and then back down to 40s and 30s? What does that do, Ernie, for condensation, Ernie?
Well, the humidity that we've had here lately and these temperature swings, you can get moisture condensing inside your valve covers. You pull your valve cover off, and you tip it over, and you see all this chocolate mung in there. It looks like a platter inside your valve cover. That's some condensation building up on the inside of the valve cover, but the oil's not letting it fall down because oil and water will not mix. So the oil separates and kind of congeals, and the water just stays in there like a bladder. You need to take the valve covers off, because that's the most place it's going to affect is in the valve covers. And make sure you clean them off before you crank your motor back up. Just clean them out, make sure everything looks good, and you're good to go. Here again with the ignition system, you need to do the same thing. Pull off the distributor cap. Give it a good bath of WD-40. Check your rotor button, everything else. You spray the WD-40 down into the distributor. Will not hurt a thing. WD is water displacement. That's what it is. So you can spray it down, put it back together, and you should be good to go. But the swings in the weather are really creating problems. If you're at the racetrack, you really need to be keeping a running track of the corrected altitudes. Back to you, sir.
Okay, now, Ernie, so in other words, if you don't take your valve covers off, but if you get your car warmed up good and you make a couple of laps in it, will that clear up the doggone it, condensation, or do you still need to clean it out from under the valve covers?
No, you need to clean it out under the valve covers, because if you make a pass with that bladder up there, the hot oil is going to cause that oil to release all that water into your motor. So undo the valve covers, just tip them up, wash them out, wipe them out, put them back on. You're done with that problem. But firing it up, just, hey, I'm going to fire it up, and if it gets hot enough, it'll boil the water out. Yeah, but you also might spin a bearing because of that. So definitely clean it out. Back to you, sir.
I know everybody don't do that, Ernie, so that's why I was asking you, because, I mean, some people don't pull their valve covers off maybe once or twice a year. So what happens with happens to them kind of people in there?
They're just God's little friends, and they're just getting by. Yeah, how long does it take you to pull, five bolts off of a valve cover and tip it over and go, oh, that looks like holy crap. You know, just take that few little minutes, little seconds, and do that while you're charging your battery and while you're checking the master cylinder to make sure you got plenty of brake fluid in it. And all those little things, you're checking water, you're checking your spark plugs. You might as well check your valve. And while you're in there with your valve covers, check your valve springs to make sure you don't have a broken valve spring. You know, PM before you go out there and go fast.
But Ernie, how long does it take for that condensation to get that? The reason I asked, like I said, I used to pull them out. I used to just, when I ain't got anything to do and I just want to mess around, I used to pull my valve covers out, doggone damn near every other week or something. Every time I put it on, it still got condensation in there. So, I mean, you got to do it every time. How often do you have to do it, huh?
You should do it every time before you go racing. Every time. Right. Before you leave your shop, you know, pull your valve cover. You know, there's no sense in paying $500 to get into a race and you pull 4 hours to get there and all this other stuff to find out you got a broken valve spring. You could have fixed it at the shop. So just make it a habit before you, while you're checking everything else, pull your valve covers. How do they look? If they got the money in them, wipe it out. It's not going to come back that fast because the motor has to be hot and then cool down to condense moisture on the inside. It's not going to be, it's 50 degrees. Go ahead.
Is there anything you can spray in there, Ernie? Is there any kind of spray stuff you can spray in there that kind of, make it a little bit not as bad as it might get? You think you spray anything in there?
I have tried about everything that I know to try, and the only thing I found out is don't use a red shop rag when you wipe them out. Microfiber. But stay away. Stay away from the red shop rags because you'll have more trash in your motor than you ever thought about.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried PAM. I've tried everything. I've tried WD-40. I've tried everything. It doesn't seem to matter because the condensation is condensing inside of that metal valve cover or that aluminum valve cover between the oil skim that's on there and the tin itself. That's where the water gets, and that's why you get that bladder.
I got you. So, Ernie, how come you don't get it? Why you don't get it in the summertime?
Because the weather is warmer. You don't have that problem. Your temperatures, you don't have the big temperature swings. Well, you do have temperature swings, but it only gets hot and hotter and hotter. We're not condensing stuff down from having a super hot engine that cools down to 30 degrees, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's like a glass of tea. When it does that, you're going to start condensing water, and it's going to try to draw it from the inside of the engine. And it's just like your fuel drums. Make sure your fuel jugs are sealed up because as the weather changes back and forth, You've opened up a 55-gallon drum and heard that sucker suck and blow, and big old boom when it opens up. That's because the temperature around the outside has created an expansion or a contraction depending on when the fuel was put in there. And you're breaking that seal. But once you break that seal, you're also setting it up for moisture to come into the bottom of the drum if it's setting hard on the floor. Always set a couple of 1x4s or a couple of pieces of plywood under the drum so it can get air underneath it. If you've got air movement underneath it, you will not condense the liquid inside the drum or the pail. Thank you, sir.
Well, all right, Eddie. We didn't come up on that magic hour. And good report. That's all I can say. Stay warm. Stay warm is all I can say.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Guys, like I say, it's Christmas coming up. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of the year. Let's take time to be with the family. That's all we in life. That's all we got. Without them, they're our support. When we get angry, mad, whatever you want to do, this time of year, is this where everybody says enough? Let's be together. So Christmas time. I hope y'all get what you're looking for, which is going to be a Poppy Car Nitrous Oxide Mad Dog 2-stage plate or direct port system. I would appreciate that. So give me a call at 1-800-648-7687, 1-800-648-7687. Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products. Just went crazy. Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. The Lawyer Man and FTI Transmissions down in Florida. Got them out of sequence, but hey, it worked. And don't forget Ronnie at 803-504-7516, the Fire Stick. Give him a call. Let's wake him up and just tell him how much exposure he got tonight. If you just ask him a question, let's keep him awake. Dog, love you guys. I love y'all. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
All
Thank
right.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. All right, big man. Take care now.
What's up?
All right. All right. Let's get some. Let me feed my spiritual side.
I'm willing to run all the way. Uh-oh.
All right, I'm trying.
Y'all it?
Don't get angry.
Oh, okay.
And just let me stay.
What a there you go. I'm down here trying.
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I was singing along, bro, dog, and talking, and I'm on mute, but I want to ask my sister and brother something. You all know what time it is today. This is, as my dog like to call it, the appetizer. We have a few minutes to try to hit you real quick with something that either happened today, some spiritual, or something that just try to shock you to want to come in tomorrow. And I was sitting here eating on a piece of pizza, and I was asking myself, Brody, what you going to say today? And I threw my Bible on the bed and started rumbling through Luke, and I went to John, and everyone knows John, my favorite book. And something told me to go to the book of Matthew. So I went to the book of Matthew and found myself in the fourth chapter. And I'm just going to give you all what the Lord gave me, and I'm going to get out of the way. Fourth chapter of Matthew and the seventh verse says, Jesus said unto him, it is written, again. Now, when I see that word again, it lets me know it's already been foretold before. So he said, it is
written
again.
That's right.
Thou mm-hmm. shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Brothers and sisters, that's all, brother. He's going to give you today. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. Do you see how that thing ended when it says, thy God? Is he your God today? Have you made him Lord and Savior over your life? If you hadn't, sister and brother, the time is now. The time is growing near. I got a call yesterday from a friend of mine that said COVID has found their way in their house. I got a call this morning from another friend, this evening from another friend that said COVID has found its way into their house. And with that being said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord, thy God. Don't you want to make God the Lord over your house today? I know I'm so glad, Brother Tim, that I made that choice a long time ago. I thought I was big man on campus. I was doing so much. I was selling drugs. I was having pretty money, pretty women. I was just doing what I wanted to do. I'm so glad that I chose to make the Lord and Savior over my life. That's all, brother, he's going to give you. That's all, brother, he's going to give you. I don't know what Brother Tim got for you, but I hope and pray that you'll tune in tomorrow and hear another word that we can continue on this walk in Jesus' name. Come on, Brother Tim.
But thank you, Brother D, and all I had to say is that, you know, let's not, my brothers and sisters, you know, because Brother D said he chose God, no, and God chose him, yes, and he went along with it, and now it's one of the best decisions he's ever made. What I wanted to say to my brother and sister, let's not get carried away with the foolishness, with the buying the gifts and all the things, and you know, and not, you know, don't forget what the real reason for this season is. We are celebrating the birth of Christ, and that, you know, and so what we're doing, we're trying to put him first in our life. And if you don't want any troubles and issues and drama all the time in your life with no antidote, then this is what you do. But it don't make sense to get yourselves in trouble with credit cards and foolishness. And I just want to tell my brother and sister, put Jesus first in your life, and it'll be the best decision that you'll ever make. And let's celebrate. It's not about us. You ain't had all year to do it, 365 years and days in a year, and we can't take one day out and try to do what we're supposed to do to Christ, and he's been so good to us. We all have life. We all have strength, sound mind. Even if we have trouble in our life, he is the antidote. Yeah. So I'm just telling you guys, please, don't forget this is the birth of Christ, and let's celebrate that. Put him first and thank him for health and strength. Thank him that COVID didn't hit your home. Thank you that it didn't take you out. And we have people up here that have passed away because of the COVID. It got in their home, you know, and so let's try to do what's right. And that's all I really had to say, Brother D, that it's all this reason, this season, Jesus is the reason for this season, and don't forget it. That's what I wanted to say.
Amen.
Well,
amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I thought I heard
brother. All right, well, y'all know what y'all got to do. You got to close it out with a prayer, my brother. Come on, you're making me.
Amen. No, I thought actually, Brother Doug, I thought you were about to ask a question or something, that's all. But again, my sister and brother, we are, as always, we're glad to be here to do our little bit because we are truly just servants of the Lord. We're so glad that Brother Doug give us this time and tomorrow to speak to you. You know, I tell you guys all the time, the Bible says that if war would just come, he says the angels in heaven rejoices. Believe me, sisters and brothers, myself, Brother Tim, Sister Mary, and Brother Dog, it's no fictitious, it's for real. We be truly rejoicing in this little time that we have to tell God thank you. Like Brother Tim said, it's the season. we're here to celebrate the birth of Christ, not the birth of a toy. But with that being said, we're going to get out of here with the word of prayer, and hopefully, as the Lord's will, we'll see you all tomorrow at the appointed time. Father God, we come before you this evening just with the word of thanks. Lord, we want to just tell you thank you for what you've already done in our lives, not for what you're about to do, but what you've already done. You saw fit to look down on us and let our years roll on a little while longer, and we just want to tell you thank you. Father, those that you have called home, we thank you for not letting them suffer no more than they did. We thank you for touching the families of the one that has lost loved ones, praying, Lord, that you would let them know that you are God and God all by yourself, that you still sit high and you look low, that you are still on the throne, and that you are able, able, and able, and that you will. You said in your word, Father, all we have to do is just ask. And ask it in my name, you said you would grant me. Father, we ask you this day that you would touch this holiday season that we're in right now. That in this game we love so well of a race and world, that we will lose none of our sisters or brothers. Father, we love you, Lord. We ask that you touch your families in a special way. Let the kids have what they need. Let the mothers and fathers be able to get up on Christmas Day and celebrate the birth of Jesus for what it's supposed to be. Father, we know that you're able and we know you can, if the only will. Touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen.
And amen.
Adult,
yep.
Back to you. Yeah.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
part one, before we get going, now, this song is called Silent Night. Why they call it Silent Night? Why they call it Silent Night?
That's one on me right there.
No, we didn't.
Go ahead, D.
I'm like, that's one on me. Why do they call it Silent Night? You got an idea?
Well, right, so I would think that. Go ahead. One of us got to do something.
Y'all missing my vibe up today. I'll tell y'all what. Don't worry about it then. Research it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on y'all time, man. Okay. I got no problem. Y'all got time to research now. The song called Silent Night. I'm just wondering why they call it Silent Night. I'm going to close y'all up, and y'all can research it and talk to me because y'all ain't vibing with me today. Y'all, you have an answer. Brother D sound like he got a cold. He sound like he's sick today. I hope he all right. Pray he all right. Best Christmas song ever made. This is Twin, new account. My shit was hacked. Twins ain't shit with that. All right, guys, we're finna get into the regular program and see what we got going on. We got some stuff going on. We got controversy going on about who the baddest with Illuminati and John Gotti. We got the New York boys raising hell with the Goon Squad and Mighty Joe Young and the Twin. Man, we got so much stuff going on. Let me open a couple of these mics up and see if y'all heard about all this stuff. We got my homeboy, Pi Joseph. Say, don't be talking about you the baddest no-time car in the world. You better specify that thing. You better say NOS or whatever. So, man, we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Ricky, your mic on, Ricky. What you got to say about that? Pajo, your mic on. What you got to say about that? 984-3560. Who is this? 984-3560. Who is this? Don't all y'all speak at the same time, man. All right, I close 984 back up here. Oh, Pajo, Ricky, what y'all got to say about all this controversy going on about these, who the toughest and who the baddest and all this, 315s and 275s? What y'all got to say about that? Anybody got anything to say about that?
I think it's because there ain't no racing going on. Everybody's bored.
Mm. Well, that's part of it, but now it comes from that no guts, no glory. Can't where it come from now. Them boys are goon, them guys from New York. Them guys from New York jumped on the team and say they're some bad boys. No.
Well, I mean, they build a car that sits nothing like nobody else's in grudge racing. So, yeah, they can say they're the baddest. Good
No, thing. I ain't talking about Illuminati. That's Illuminati, right? Is that Illuminati you talking about? I'm talking about them boys from New York with that Camaro. Let me see when I get them on there. Hey, Charlie, what kind of car y'all got? Tell me what kind of car y'all got. Y'all see? Come on.
We got a regular Camaro. Ain't nothing serious. Just a light something looking for a little smoke, man. Illuminati the one who got that car. He's specifying. Ain't us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's the car. that raced Jesse James.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I saw it on the video. I never saw it while I was there, but I saw it on the video of that race with Jesse and everything.
So what you think about that? What you think about that? They had a feud up there with the guy with the called Perry with the Wolf that Chevelle, the twin turbo Chevelle. They have their fight about who the toughest, and they said Perry running from him.
Man, that man is running. Man, we before we came down to Florida, this man said, "Yo, listen, we gonna run. Get y'all car down there. We going to run. We get the car down there. We try to get a lock-in with him. He ain't want to race us." He got mad and said, "Man, why the fuck y'all trying to race us and y'all can go and race anybody else and this, that, and third?" So we saw, take the hyenas off, man. You know, we from the town. We ain't going to do it crazy. Then as soon as we get back home, he start hollering. He the baddest in New York. We from Carolina and all of this whole crazy shit. Okay.
Well,
if you going to be at Bobby Cole race, lock us in and we'll try you head up.
Uh-oh. Let me see if I can get it.
We'll try your head.
I'm going to find out which one of y'all lying. Hey, Wolf.
Wesley Snipes.
Hey,
Barry. Yep. Yes, sir.
I got them goons on the phone saying that you scared. They said they'll put some on your ass.
Man, I ain't scared of no motherfucking body. I ain't scared of nobody at all. Nigga, hang that up.
So what are we doing?
So what I said, so I made a whole goddamn video. I know y'all looked at it. I tagged y'all in it.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to get somebody We just been
either we go like either we can run. No, I said either we can run at Trigger Man event, first ass cutting of the year.
Uh-oh.
Or we can do the shit right here at home, in our own backyard.
So why, if you already locked in with Wesley Snipes and we all come?
That's that got no member mind because I'm going to the first ass cutting of the year too.
But
I'm getting on Wesley Snipes bit.
Hello? We ain't coming to that one. You just brought up some old new race we never even talked about. That's
I'm just saying it's sooner. It's a whole 2 months before Bobby Cole race.
I'm saying that's what you want to do. You already got Wesley Snipes locked in. If we on the premises, answer to us. You said you the baddest.
Okay, hold on. Oh, hold on. Answer to y'all. I ain't got an answer to y'all. I'm Mayweather and y'all goddamn Cotto.
Now, who did you beat?
I'm Mayweather and y'all Cotto. Who did y'all beat?
You told us when you came back, South Carolina.
Who did y'all beat?
But
hold on. I've been down there racing. I said I've been down there back and forth racing. Now, hold on 1 second. Listen. Listen. Hear me out. Here I'm about to say to you. We can lock in for the Bobby Coles, but you going to be on 275 like everybody else?
Oh, here we go with this shit.
No, I'm just wanting to say, you going to be on a 275 like everybody else?
Oh, my God. Now you want to stiff the car, man.
Ain't no stiff. It ain't no stiff. It's a real question. Y'all could be on a 275 just like I'm on a 275. Everybody else on a 275?
Man, we ain't got nothing to do with it. Everybody else. Run with you.
I do. I'm like my money. If I'm gonna lock my money in, we're gonna be on a 275.
Man, run with your brain, cause we ain't actually.
Nah, man, listen, man, listen. It's a two. Like I said, when Quani run me, he want me to be on a 275.
But that's y'all.
You know what
race,
I mean? But be that the same? What's your my race? I'm racing somebody on 275, man. When I ran motherfucker Jesse James, he was on 275. My rest ran Quani's on 275. Y'all can. What makes y'all so much different? What makes y'all so different? Be on 275. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me tap into my constituents. Hold on.
Oh.
Yo, Bill.
Get him on the phone. Get him on there. Y'all said he was scared. He don't sound like he's scared to me.
Man, that boy's scared, man.
Bill. I ain't scared of nothing, man.
Yo, Bill.
Give me the number. I get everybody on the phone so we can hear you. You ain't got to talk. We got plenty of lines. Oh, I mean, I can call. Key if you open, kid.
Sound like somebody lying.
No, Shawty fell off trying to call. Shawty just fell off trying to call somebody else. David, I told him to send me the damn number. I get all of them on the phone. By the way, y'all, if you sit on the phone, hit the one button. Yeah, somebody lying. They said Perry was scared.
I ain't scared. I'm scared of no motherfucking bus. I was trying to get the first ass cut and shit.
Yeah, I see.
They already in Carolina. I'm in New York, but I'll be at the first ass cutting.
Oh,
run me on 275. Get in the motherfucking lane beside. Put 275s in your car like me. You got 315s on the motherfucker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hey, y'all got to work this thing now. Shawty, you was on the phone and you hung yourself up, Shawty. I'm calling your back now and going to voicemail. So y'all need to get this shit together so y'all don't know how to work this shit on this damn show now. So everybody can hear. We find out who's getting it live. The world listening right now.
Lord have mercy.
Hello?
Quit trying to call people to get them on. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, we on here. So what we got to do now?
He want us to be on 275.
This is the first time we heard this now.
All right.
First time. All before, he didn't want to run us.
All right, let's kill all this arguing. Yeah, we'll be on 275.
Listen, I'm on a dog show.
Let's lock in.
Listen.
He said we'll be on 275. Let's lock in.
Let's lock in.
We lock it for 275?
Yeah.
Okay, let's lock it in tomorrow. Who going to be the DP man, dog?
Dog way down there.
It don't matter. We can cash up in the money.
Ain't no problem.
However
you
want to
do. Whatever you
want to do.
Listen.
We won't catch up to 2,000
or 10,000 in the bed. Hey, somebody on the speakerphone. You got to get off the speakerphone or something. You got a big echo, y'all. Somebody on.
Okay.
Dog. Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do to make it where we don't have to chase you no more, you got it.
Oh, shit.
So, you know,
scary motherfucker, you.
What you say, man?
You scary motherfucker, you.
You
went, hey, man, I don't like how you all, man, I don't like how you get for these people and you switch up like that. Oh, they got to be on.
Hold up. I don't like how y'all talking right here. You feel some type of way because I told y'all we can run at the motherfucker first ass cutting of the year. Y'all want to work the Bobby Cole. Let's go to the first ass cutting of the year, the first motherfucking race of the year. Let's go straight to it.
Together, why would you drive us back up here to go away in 2 more weeks to raise you? That's stupid.
Man, look at here, man. Like I just said. That gave y'all a couple months to get y'all shit together. Y'all got a couple months to get your shit together.
We lock it in tomorrow.
Listen, man. We gonna lock it in tomorrow. But listen to me, we can lock it in tomorrow. But what I'm telling you is this. Let's run it the first ass cutting of the year. What's the problem with that?
So what you mean? That's what you want to do. That's not no agreement. You trying to make like we agreed on
I'm
that.
I'm sitting here asking y'all, let's run the first ass cutting of the year.
We ain't coming to freaking out, what's my man name? We ain't coming to his race. We already told you before you even talked about that man race, we was going to Bobby Cole.
Okay, well, Bobby Cole. We can do that Bobby Cole, but on 275s.
Man, you already said that, man. We gonna run out your motherfucking life. You
Let's do it.
We gonna
I ain't on here pump
life.
Faking, man. Hey, dog.
Come down there and clean up your mess.
Yeah.
You went down.
Hey, dog. Nigga, you ain't y'all ain't clean up shit. Everybody blew their tires off that thing. Everybody blew their tires off that race. Anybody have a? Ain't nobody down there have a clean race. Everybody down there blew their fucking tires off. Y'all, listen. Everything looks fucked up. Ain't nobody beside your motherfucking ass, nigga.
That's where y'all got to find a better tool.
Everything looks fast when ain't nobody beside your ass. Always remember that, man.
To the track. It ain't my fault that y'all
listen, hey. Y'all the only one stuff that y'all can't run at night. The fuck you talking about? I said, look at here. I said, lock it in for 7 o'clock Friday night. You niggas talking about we don't run our car at night. What the fuck is
bro,
that?
You call after we've been trying to get you to lock in. You trying to dick.
Listen,
you
I said lock it in for 7 o'clock at night. You niggas talk about,
like
oh, we don't run our car at night.
Race at night when the dew on the ground, bro.
Listen, there's going to be no motherfucking dew on the ground.
Man,
the track don't even get tight to around that time.
Soon as dog hit, boy, dew on the ground, boy.
Man, no dew on the ground in motherfucking Memphis, man.
Man, how you knowing it rained out the last time?
Because I was there last year at 7 o'clock on Friday, nigga. It rained on Saturday. It rained Saturday. It didn't rain Friday.
Hey, listen. The argument is over. We ain't got to argue about that. So when is Trigger Man race?
Trigger Man race is February 19th.
Let me ask this question before you finish, Bill. So you mean to tell us you'll meet us at Trigger Man race? How we sit?
I said 419 or 275. Let's get done, get it out of the way.
So hold on, you will meet us at Trigger Man race? How we sit right now?
You got on 275? Hell yeah!
That ain't how we sit. I'm asking you how we sit right now. You meet us because you're trying to get us in 2 weeks. So if we're gonna accommodate you and come in 2 weeks, we sit how we sit.
Trigger Man race for 2 months. Put you some tires on the motherfucker. Meet me there.
Man, fuck out of here. We might as well wait for Bobby Cole. You ain't nothing spectacular to travel to that man's shoulder.
You
I mean, race to come race you, man.
Spectacular.
You
ain't
catch me when we get some more fish.
Y'all ain't listen. Y'all ain't nobody ever
listen
to me. Everybody's about their motherfucking tires, man.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to say this. I'm done arguing with him. I'm going to say this, though, so you'll know what type of caliber of people we dealing with. This man goes and call himself Shaking Down is a race. No, we come out asking people for race. We shaking down our car asking for race.
Man,
he called going
man,
on the road
man.
Testing his car racing. That's not racing. Fuck if you
who,
get a car run beside you while you testing your car. You just testing your car. We come
hold
down there testing our car and asking for a race.
My car race. What the fuck you talking about?
We can't
about?
Compare, bro. We can't compare. You talking about I've been racing for 2 years. Bro, you ain't been racing for 2 years. You've been testing your car for 2 years.
No, man, I've been racing.
We'll see you at Bobby Cole.
Hey, I'm just, hey, sure, I'm running events. I run my car in events all the time. What you talking about, man?
Man, you what go out of town to test your car and end up being in the event because that's the only way you can test food. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't act like
this
you
the first time he met me,
oh,
man.
I'm finna go beat up on Black Widow. Oh,
this
I'm going to beat on the Lord. No, we leave from here saying we're going to get ass. It's a difference.
Listen, this dog, that the first time you met me, man. You
tell me.
You don't nobody know you. The only person they know is motherfucking.
We don't need a motherfucker to know our car. They're going to see us when we get there.
Y'all did good, but you gotta remember
man,
the motherfucker
that
you didn't make
old,
it on the
man.
Track,
that's
man.
That's old, cuz we want you.
It ain't old now. It ain't old now, cause I'm sitting here telling y'all I'm gonna beat your motherfucking ass if it's at Trigger Man event or motherfucking Bobby Cole event. But be on a 275.
Boy,
be on the 275. I'm keep on going back to
be a guy, bro. We gonna be at Bobby Cole for sure. You trying to get somebody to accommodate you. Man, we travel all the way down there just to race you, but we could have raced you.
Man.
Why would we
make the look at the race
you
track.
Trying to cause just to go race again when we've been trying to race
make
you in Florida?
Man,
why we race
say,
in
man.
Well, answer that to me. Why we ain't racing Florida, bro?
Say that again?
Why we ain't racing Florida?
Hey, you won on a 275.
Man, shut the fuck up. Lying.
Hey, and that's the truth. You went on a 275.
That man ain't open his mouth one time about our tie. That man said he ain't care how we sit.
On a 275, you
that man said he ain't care how we come just get there and he going to race
hey,
us.
Man, listen, man, you niggas were down there. You niggas were down there on a motherfucking 315. You niggas down there on a motherfucking big tire, man. Get off 275, man. Let's get together.
We ain't been the only one down there on 315.
Ain't seen nobody else
down there. Hey, you trying to gamble.
That's the difference, Perry. Quit. All I'm saying is,
if we come
down there, you don't give a fuck what we got.
Man, look here, man.
Now you get on here talking about
315,
it's a problem. It's not a problem.
You ain't getting on 315, man. Hey,
but listen, this is what we're
going to
do.
You can be on 275 or not. That's
all that matters
to me.
Get the money to Quanti to hold because it's close. If you want to do that, because he's holding yours, too.
That's fine.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's fine, but be on a 275 when we link up.
Yeah, yeah, but hey, we lock that money
okay.
In for tomorrow. We got to be there on the 275.
Hey, bring Wesley Snipes on here and see can he meet us tomorrow to lock this money in before he recants.
Let me say he can meet us tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, he said he can meet us. But what race, though? We going to, what we doing?
Bobby Cole. You ain't important for us
five
to travel. You ain't important enough for us to travel fucking 2 months to come meet you somewhere where we just left you the same place.
Yo, nigga, y'all niggas only 25 minutes from the track. Now I got
to
drive 15 hours.
We trying to argue, man. We trying to get a race off, man.
I'm saying, y'all,
listen.
Shorty fat. Y'all only 45 minutes from the track. Now I got to get to. It's going to take me 16 hours. So what you talking
listen,
about?
Listen.
Y'all only 45. Your car only 45
listen,
minutes from me.
Don't matter where the car house at. We close to where we need to be when it's time to race.
Listen,
yeah,
okay.
Like we got to be down there. All these places we got up here, warehouses and shit. Come on, Perry. You know that that man car. You trying to
single
that ain't our car.
We
from
585.
What are you trying to insinuate, bro?
I was feeling that, you know, we shouldn't have. I didn't think we had. If it was another event coming up, we had to wait the motherfucking 5 months.
Hold on. Can I say something? Let me say something. If y'all truly want each other ass, let me put some dates out there for Bobby Cole race. Okay, on February we got the February the 19th, or you can run a duck race on February the 26th. Then you roll right on over to March. Now you go right over to March. Mike here got a plus you got in March, end of March, you got Fat Tuesday at the Holly Springs. You also got Mike Hill race the March the 5th. Then you roll on down. Then you got you got a minute before you get to Bobby Cole race. So you got some races before Bobby Cole race. Not trying to avoid Bobby Cole race, but if y'all really want each other like y'all said, don't act like y'all.
And I want y'all
like
ass. So that being said, let's make the first ass cut of the year and get out the fucking way.
Hey, dog, I hear everything you're saying. All I'm saying is, man, we all just been in the same playing field. That man was scared. Now he hollering like, oh, it's just
well,
tired.
I was never scared, man. Hey, y'all don't got what it take to make a nigga scared, cuz. I was never scared of you niggas. Y'all ain't got what it take to make a nigga scared. Now, hold up.
Say that. Talk that talk, because I like to run shit back to people once I dig in their ass.
I never said I was scared about a motherfucking thing. Y'all ain't got what it take to make a nigga scared.
Hey,
if I'm so scared, meet me at the first race of the year.
Hey,
Fab,
Last Billy.
Yeah.
We gonna get this monkey the deal of the fucking date. And this is this. We'll raise you any raise between now and April, just like we said.
No, nigga, put 275 on your motherfucking car, nigga.
Hello?
I said, put your motherfucking, put the wheels on the car, man. Let's do it right.
We will raise you just like we said, anytime now, tomorrow, any day, and then we'll double or nothing at Bobby Cole Road with 275s on.
Shit.
Goat smelling motherfucker, you.
No, you don't, motherfucker. You okay? We run 275 from now to any day, and we'll double that motherfucker. I thought we'll pay.
Quit acting like you like that,
on,
boy. You not like you that. You not like that, bro.
I'm not like that.
Yo,
stop,
hey,
bro.
Hey,
y'all shit not like that.
Man, this nigga putting on for the camera right now. I bet you got a world star camera in this house right now holding that bitch up.
Man,
well, I
motherfucker thinking
y'all,
about
y'all
some shit.
Y'all got everybody listening to you now. You got everybody listening. Now, like I said, we don't knock nobody raise, but you got a whole lot of raises before Bobby Cole raise now in between.
Hey, but hold on, dog. But listen, dog, I'm going to just tell you, like I said, man, you see what type of people we is and what we dealing with. When I got to that track and I came up in that podium, I called. I said, it's tension in the compound. We looking for all smoke.
Everybody.
We just came to take a gamble.
Yeah, you
we
did
try
that.
To pick no radio.
Let me ask you a question. Why did y'all go to ask that Illuminati car for a race?
Man, they offered us the back tie. We told them, let us leave out that motherfucking gap when that big-ass bitch he got.
Well, God,
man,
come on now. Both of y'all got on 315s and y'all trying to jump
man,
on
let's
see,
man, that man, hey, that man got
I'm
way more cute
right
inches than us, man. That man got way more cute things than us.
No, don't talk like that.
Hey, man, we got a little small stuff. We ain't got nothing crazy.
Hold on,
that man got way more cute things.
Mobile. I mean, let Mobile talk.
We not in Illuminati's class. We with the little boys.
Oh, okay. I didn't ask. Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a different class for everybody. We staying in our class.
So, in our class, I did ask for a ring. Hold on a minute now. So Perry, you got the twin turbo, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you scared to run Illuminati?
I ain't scared to run no motherfucking body, huh?
Yeah. I'm just asking. So
you
don't
know something?
No problem. So can I would I be wrong if I said in that Illuminati is the baddest no time nitrous car out there? Would I be wrong for saying that then? Since everybody seemed to be scared of it?
No, sir, you would not.
Hell no, that's a bad bitch.
In my opinion, Illuminati is the toughest thing out there. That's my
Illuminati a bad motherfucker. I take nothing from it.
Okay.
At all. I would never take nothing from it.
I take
nothing from none of the motherfuckers out there running their car.
They couldn't
but I'm telling you this, though.
Nick, you run that nigga. You lying motherfucker.
No. See, that's what y'all fail to realize. I don't back down from no motherfucker. I don't give a fuck who it is. And listen, Carl, let me tell you something. Hey, tell dog, you was right there. I had to pull chips the last time I raced that event with dog was there.
Yeah.
Nobody want to pull a Jamie chip, and I did. I ain't give a fuck. So you niggas say I was talking that motherfucking shit. I don't give a fuck who get beside me. I'm going to drive my car the same motherfucking way. I pull a Jamie trip.
So you act like you
scared.
Illuminati on 315.
Okay, then, well, you say he'll run Illuminati on 315, but he won't run us on 315.
No,
he's scary.
I know Illuminati's on 315.
Hold up. Illuminati on
the 315. I ain't scared of the car. I ain't scared of nobody car.
Hey, stop. Stop your mic on. Stop if you want to jump in there. Stop your mic on.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not trying to get
on the phone
tonight.
Everybody on the phone. We can find kids. We got all of them on the phone now, kid. We found out who's laughing, kid.
Okay.
Now what I said was I wasn't scared to run any motherfucking body. But I said be on a 275.
Well, we're this no time racing, right?
The best of the best, right? We come to win. We don't come to class race.
That's
exactly.
Right. Good point. Good point. Good point.
That's it. I mean,
okay,
like,
but I can make,
go
for
ahead.
Perfect example, when we grudging,
uh-huh.
We can make our steps anywhere. We can make our steps that you got. If I'm running you, you got to be on a 275. Just like when Kwani made the step with me. 275,
yeah.
No 29. I came to Ohio with a 29. His fat ass homeboy came back with him and was like, yo, P, you know you got to run him on a 275. And I said, they back there in the trailer.
Yeah,
but
see,
that's what y'all step. That wasn't no track rule. That's your personal step, bro.
Running, that's my step. If I'm locking you in, I want to run you on the 275.
I would say that. Just say you grudging, but you only racing people on 275, and you people won't even.
And that's
what
I said. My step is you got to be on 275.
Man, you ain't never said that. You ain't never said that until you got on this show, bro.
Did I just say that though?
You ain't said that until you got on this show.
You ain't a grudge racer then.
Hey, listen, man. I'm a grudge racer.
Well, look at
you. You ain't no grudge racer.
Hey, listen here, man. Listen here, man.
You've been telling me listening since I've been on the phone. What
I'm
telling
the name of y'all niggas' motherfucking Kodo, nigga. Y'all want to run me? I'm telling you, I'm setting up my step. Y'all step y'all step the way y'all want to step y'all shit.
Okay.
But
okay.
If I'm running y'all, listen. I'm not in a chassis car, none of that shit, man. I'm all metal. If I want to run you, I'm metal quarters, metal roof. I'm not no chassis car. I'm back
hey,
after.
Hey, man, we got enough problems of our own. Your problem is
talking.
We got enough problems of our own. Your problem is your problem.
Dude, y'all 600 pounds lighter than me. If I say, look
man,
here.
Your problem is your problem,
275,
sir.
I'm 275.
Man, you just brought this up tonight. We already
done
said we're going to grab the accommodation, bro.
You don't know.
Man, y'all niggas 600 pounds lighter than me, man.
You guessing. So why are you trying to
man,
fuck
I'm
with us?
Man, I'm going to 600 pounds lighter than my car.
If you can. You got a chassis car, nigga. You crying.
I ain't got no chassis car. You ain't got a chassis car.
You say I ain't give a fuck what I got with. You do, too.
You got an eye you're looking for. I told you what my stick was. 275, we can lock it in the mouth.
I told you we'll do anything you want to do, nigga.
So why we having this conversation?
We'll do anything you want to do. Fuck yourself up. Whatever you want to do.
We're going to do it on 275, but we ain't going to have a conversation no more. See y'all, Bobby Cole.
Whatever you want to do. Just come in and lock
nope.
Tomorrow.
See ya. Hey, we'll be there. Don't you worry.
Hey,
if I
don't want to do
it, I'm going to beat it.
Now all of a sudden he's going to beat it. Boy, this nigga is something
here.
Hey,
now, if it seems like everybody going to meet at Bobby Cole race, do we need to be arguing this early? Do we need to be for arguments early? Can we?
Right.
Y'all become
ready to go, but we need to lock this nigga in. He wait. We left Florida to try to talk all this big shit. And
man,
like
listen, man, you
need to
start talking that shit. Y'all left Florida. I never met. Hey, let's get it straight.
Man,
Mighty Joe started talking shit. When we left for Florida, nigga.
Man,
we
look at the
city.
We're going to Florida.
Hold up. Since everybody want to go to buy the cold race, won't y'all just go and lock it up and send the money probably around about, you know, you can send the money probably end of January, 1st of February or somewhere, since you don't want to top all your money over the holidays.
We ain't buying the money. We can put the money
cool.
Up. That ain't shit.
Yeah, I can send it then. Hell yeah. In January, early February, send the motherfucking money then. That's what we'll do.
Hey, you done gave that man a way to back up out this thing.
Look here, man. I ain't backing out of nothing. Y'all ain't got
man,
no
hush
face.
Up, you scary motherfucker.
The only race y'all were both going to say y'all going to be in is that Bobby Cole race, so y'all going to skip over all the other races then, so y'all kind of arguing a little too early.
We do.
Hey,
hold on a second, man. Dog. We just did this shit.
We're going to lock it in tomorrow for Trigger Man. If y'all want to do a Trigger Man, we lock it in end of January for Bobby
Cole.
Yo, Perry,
let the man talk. Perry, you said you're running off. Let the man talk. Go ahead, Bill. We just did the same thing for down in Orlando. When we got to Orlando, he was crying about me locking it. He told me,
hold on a second.
Yo, let the man talk, Perry. Goddamn.
Let's forget about the past shit now. See, Money on the wood make it go good. Fuck what he did in the past. If y'all want to lock up, y'all put up a sizable lockup, and that'll stop somebody's motherfucking mouth. All this talking about.
Nah, man, ain't enough. We need $2,000-$3,000 on that lockup. We don't want this nigga to back up
like
this.
I just said.
Well, nigga, I ain't no never backed up. Y'all niggas ain't got what it takes.
Man, you a month fan, that's it, but your ass.
Man, y'all know what y'all are saying.
That ain't this fuck you talking about. Your ass saying the truth.
You're saying we ain't got a guy in
that
city, motherfucker.
Yes, be nasty. You touch your motherfucking tail in Florida, nigga.
No, you have to touch your tail. Hey, look here, man.
You get on the damn
let me tell you something about
you.
Right.
You trying to act like you know what it is.
See, you don't make me sit there and tell me. I ain't going to tell nobody in the world I'm not in their motherfucking class, nigga. Y'all niggas have sat there and said y'all ain't in the Illuminati class. Y'all wouldn't run that, man.
We said we not in this class. We not. What the
nigga,
fuck
you
mean? No,
you got a dummy in his class.
Man, that man, car, he got more in his car than what we got in ours.
Man, fuck that.
That's giving the man his respect.
How y'all know what he got? How y'all know what he got?
Hey, man, listen. Hey, that man ain't got no bullshit. Hey, listen, dog. That man ain't got no bullshit getting on the track like that now. You believe that? Reese Brothers did the job on that motherfucker. You can go ahead and kiss my daddy's ass for that bullshit.
The monster say what you want to say. We could have said that. Anybody can say what the fuck they want to say, but when you're doing it, the man was just on the phone. Then now you start hearing he got a 315 and all that shit. You start bowing down.
Oh,
I ain't gonna bow down to nobody, man. And I ain't gonna let nobody bow down to y'all.
Man,
I don't talk about nobody,
phone.
Though.
Man, was just
hello,
on the phone.
You lost the motherfucking phone.
Hello, the one-on-one is being offered. We giving our early Christmas gifts.
Oh,
that's
him. That's Illuminati. That's Illuminati. Oh, shit.
That's for anybody that's on 275.
Damn.
Who is this?
Kid, what is
that? Illuminati. They're giving out one-on-one. They're giving one in the cliff.
The
break.
You say you want to run. Run that nigga. He say on 275, nigga. Run him. You ain't fast. Run the man. Because we don't have that man. How is, no, run him, you go smelling motherfucker.
Damn.
Look, we give it the one punch to anybody that's on 275.
Terry, you want to throw 275 as well?
No, listen to what I'm saying again. Y'all can come on 275s or y'all can come on 315s. 315s, y'all can get ahead up. Y'all come on 275s since everybody's crying about 275s is not faster than 315s because we on 315s, we'll give you the one-on-one.
Oh, damn. Shit. That's
what
you're
going to do,
Perry. And they're
hey,
giving
hey,
you a little shit. What are you trying to do?
Hey, that includes Gotti, too? Yeah. That includes Gotti, too?
Hell yeah. Listen, hey, dog.
Hey, Mom, God, what are we doing that for?
This is, hey, y'all, let me wait.
Nobody, what
are
we doing that for?
Let the man talk. Listen, I listen to y'all go back and forth. I'm going to be short. Dottie had the one-on-one, but we went first in Florida. We both never went down the track. We was fresh from testing. They was on whatever they was on, 275. We offered them some heads up. They told us we'll run on Saturday, so we did that. But after they wouldn't run us on those 275s and those 315s, we offered everybody. Now, they could have came back and took the one-on-one, chose to do nothing.
Oh,
so
man.
When we was there, we offered to give, what's his name, chose the one-on-one. He only wanted the back tie, so we gave him what he asked for.
Hey, Illuminati.
Hey,
I'm going to tell y'all right now, if y'all offer that man that way. If y'all reach that man, I'm gonna press charges on y'all for rape.
Listen,
we're
like
press charges because that's what the fuck y'all gonna do to drum group performance. Y'all get upside
no,
of that.
No, Illuminati.
Yes, sir.
Illuminati. What we doing it for?
Oh shit!
Whatever we do it for, the whole pot gotta be locked. We don't do that break clause shit. Just to let y'all know up front,
ooh,
we ain't got time.
What the fuck is that? What's that?
Break
no,
calls
no,
me.
No, break
calls.
Break
pocket. Go ahead, dog.
No. A break clock just means if you was at a race and you had two or three races and if your car broke, you had to do it. What he's saying is he's locking their whole body, and if you break, you just done lost your pot. That's what he's saying.
That's right. We ain't got time for that. We come in the race, especially if we giving up 1-1. When we coming in, we mean business. The man built the car to be the best. not to follow behind nobody. We're going to set the precedent. We're going, y'all going to fall in line behind us.
Oh, man,
no disrespect, but this is no time grudge racing. This is not
hey.
No time class racing.
Hey, whoever that's breathing hard, put your phone on mute. You're breathing hard. Put your phone on mute. I know it's going to be somebody back.
Not the one shot, one kill.
That's
somebody
all we said. We were, I mean,
hey, I'm trying to
hey, Illuminati. Illuminati.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to
just so I can clarify who it is. This is Shorty Fat from the Goon. Man, y'all some bad motherfuckers, but please don't oversport your motherfucking jaw. Please,
hey,
sir.
Listen, don't oversport your jaw now.
Listen to what I'm saying. All you got to do is ask God and him. When he came and talked to the owner. I'm not the owner. I'm one of the representatives. I do a lot of the talking for the car and get the car locked in. There you go.
I respect it, but I'm just saying you coming out real bad.
Yeah, they new to the game, but they brought the best of the best. That's what y'all had until we came.
King Hader.
You know,
you want to do that for a couple grand straight off the trailer?
Say it again.
I'm going to do that for a couple grand straight up the trailer.
Nah, not no couple of grand, man. Y'all got on me about running for $500 and $1,000. Oh, no.
I said, I'm going to do it for a couple grand straight up the trailer. I just want to try something.
So what do you mean a couple grand? Tell the man what you want to run for, man. Pick your tail from out your ass. Tell the man what you want to run for.
Straight up the trailer, man. $5,000 straight up the trailer.
Man, the boy ain't gonna play the car for $5,000.
Nah,
you talking to that man?
Let the two racers talk. Let the two guys talk. Y'all, hold on. He said $5,000. That's a good thing.
No, it's not, dog. Not for this caliber. We at the top of the top. This is the top of the food chain.
Ah, he can go with that. I don't want to hear that shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. He trying to buy a race.
Okay. Hold on.
Get out of here.
If you ain't got nobody else to race up at the top, what you gonna do? Just step at the top and just look down at everybody?
They would have parked right beside the rest of the cars. Man, we come into play. You see all this arguing, they going back and forth, and they talking about locking in something.
Man, I got other races, man, to worry about. I was just trying something with you $5,000 straight up the trailer.
No, I understand.
They give me one and one. $5,000 straight up the fucking trailer, one and one.
No, here's the thing. If we was at the track, that'll happen. But we're not going to come out and travel to go for that. That's all I'm saying. I mean,
don't play it then. Like Shorty Fat said, watch your goddamn mouth.
Not the trophy
shit.
Car.
Don't say it, man.
Don't
say it. No, you know what I'm saying.
Kids, you ain't on your job, kid.
Hold up.
Not the trophy car.
Hell, mercy.
Hold up. Bring that car to the DMV.
Not the
you
whip,
can get
not
that
saying.
Off the trip. You come to the DMV, you can get that one-in-one. If you're on 275s, I don't care if you come with a blower car. Put it on 275s. You can get that one-in-one off the trailer for that $5,000.
Oh, shit.
King Hayes.
Now, where's DMV at?
Oh, shit.
D.C.
Where
is
he?
D.C. Maryland.
No. We're going to be at Bobby Cole's event.
Well, we ain't coming to Bobby Cole's event for that.
You coming to Bobby Cole's. I know you're going to be there.
No, we not. We got other engagements. No, we don't.
Are you going to be at Trigger Man event? You going to be at the first ass cut?
No, we ain't coming nowhere. We ain't got a lock-in race for the whole
party. All right, well, if I see you somewhere, I'm going to walk up and tap you on your motherfucking shoulder. And I'm pretty sure
dog's
going
to
be there.
You ain't going to have to walk up and tell us, because when we walk on the property without a lock-in, we call in the whole track out, as we always been doing.
Damn.
It sounds pretty good to me.
Hey, and if you don't believe us, we did it in Florida.
I didn't hear you. Shit. I ain't hear nothing.
Whatever.
I just seen you ride. You was riding good. I ain't hear you call out nobody. Shit.
We called
I just
out
seen you
ride
good. That's it.
Hey, dog. Hold on now.
What we can say is this. I did see the Goon call out some people, but I ain't see you call no motherfucking body.
Man, get off of me, nigga.
Hey,
get off of me and talk to that man. I don't need to be your friend. Talk to that man. Quit trying to be my fucking friend.
He doesn't call
out everybody. That man tell you to meet him in the DMV, nigga. Lock that man in and go meet him. You act,
dog.
You scary bitch. What are we talking about, dog?
Hold on.
Listen up, nigga. Hocus-pocus bullshit. And now the man is telling you got what you want. You won't lock the man in.
He said he going to give me one-on-one. I said, well, we'll try for 5 grand. It's up to Kennelly.
Come to the DMV and you got that.
you get there,
no,
man.
Ain't
dog.
Ain't nothing sent to the DMV. It's not going to his motherfucking backyard, nigga.
Hey, dog, can you let them guys know in Florida I was on the mic twice to let them know that everybody on the property
is
the 1-1?
He did get on the mic and did the same thing the Goon them did. Said it about the Detroit, yes.
Hey, I'm going to tell you this. Y'all need to get some new mics, too, dog, because them shit a little low and ragged a little bit.
I'll say that myself, too. That ain't my event. Tish, what you
get
the one
for
Christmas? For
they getting some for Christmas.
Put it this way. All the cars that was on 235, Gotti, Chosen One, and Rock, we talked to them personally and offered them that.
Come on, Bruce.
Okay.
Charles.
And we offered to pay the what's his name, the lawyer's punk out, so he ain't had to run Chosen One or Gotti. He could have ran up. They chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
And money wasn't a problem.
Lord have mercy.
The
one's back.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas. We're going to some races. There's Tony Ryder's on 315s. Him and Hitler.
Oh, shit.
Who else coming out? Somebody else coming out on 315. We got Black Masses on 315. So we're supposed to be running now.
Yeah, Tony
Ryder's
got a fucking pro now.
Oh, man.
Everybody got a pro mod. This not class racing. Just come what you got and hope you got enough.
Don't worry about it. I have one too. Don't you fucking worry about it. I'll get one too. You ain't said nothing.
There you go. They selling them all.
I'm going to grab one too. They ain't said a motherfucking thing. I'll go buy one of them bitches tomorrow.
There you go. We don't want to be at the top by ourselves.
Don't worry about it.
At the top.
Don't you motherfucking worry about it.
Y'all, listen to this, y'all. Here's the thing. The owner, David Thomas, when he built the car, he said, "Dad Styles, I need to build a car to be the best to run with these guys." I said, "Okay, go find the best." He did that. Now, if he'd have knew that he had to come on 275 and it was class race, then he would have built it. But I promise you, we promise you, before the year, he will be on 275s. And we want to hear that same. But now it's going to be an even playing field. His head's up. No more begging, none of that. It'll still be.
I don't ask for shit anyway. I don't ask for shit anyway.
Okay, I'm just saying because right now
that man just asked us to take our tie off. He told me he don't ask for shit.
Oh, no.
I don't ask for anything,
It's not that easy. Look, it's just that easy to take the tie off.
He makes it funny as a bitch,
boy. Hey, man, I'm gone, man. I got to go, man. We'll get with y'all, and y'all have a Merry Christmas, man.
Stop. You can't go nowhere. You got some questions we got to ask you about with Mike here and them. That's why I got you in there. I didn't know you was going to give me this.
Oh, shit.
We got some questions for you with Mike here and them.
What's like break for? Get them.
Oh, shit. Well,
I got to wait till they get through all of it first.
I ain't arguing no more, dog. Shit, I'm making me some cereal.
That's over with. Go on to the next one.
I'm going
to
buy the cornflakes.
Y'all got anything? If you don't, I'm going to close your mic for me. You ain't got nothing. If you got something, you got to hit the one button twice. It's going to show me you want to talk to you. If you ain't going
to
close y'all
up,
I ain't hanging you up. I'm just going
to
close you up, all right? Y'all got it?
Hey, well, listen, I'm going to say this before I get off here, man.
Anybody New York
going? Let me say this before I get off here, man. Like I said when I was down there, we them 585 boys, and we looking for all smoke, too, man. All gas, no brakes.
Good report.
All right, I'm closing the 585 numbers up, then, if you ain't got nothing. Shout out to Theory, I'm closing y'all up. I ain't closing you up because y'all, I got to get Bruce Styles on there because they got another problem. I opened up
King
the mic. If y'all want to test up. Yeah, King Hate on there. 919-9421, who is this? 919-9421, what you got?
Hey. Hey, dog.
Hey. Yeah.
This is a big old guy with the straw hat on the line to bring that goon to the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about it? What you want?
Do you remember me?
This ain't the time for reminiscing. This is the time we talk about racing. What the hell you want?
I want to talk about that goon that I'm looking at right now, and he's looking down somebody's throat. that been on that phone all night.
Okay, I'm going to hold him back up here.
This man told us before he... Listen here.
You talking about Charlie? Who you talking about, Perry or Charlie? You talking about Perry?
You know, Perry knows who he is. It's him. Okay, Perry.
Perry, you back on, Perry. Hey, Styles, you can go ahead on it. They're not different to Hawk again, Styles.
Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. Is the goon, is the goon, wait a minute, is the, hold up, is the goon with the car that Travis Hawk was driving, blue and gold, come on?
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
Sir.
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Do you wait a minute, goon, do you remember when I came over there to you in the staging lane? When you was talking to Pro Stock Joe and I asked you, did y'all want the one-on-one?
Right then, who
did you remember that goon?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Right then, did you stipulate you wanted to give us the one and one? Right now, I want to talk about this because I already know. You on 315. We on 315. We gonna race how we gonna race. But this man,
y'all on 315?
Huh?
Y'all on 315? Goon, y'all on 315?
Where's Perry at? Where's Perry at? I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
You already
Perry on.
Perry
on. Perry
on.
All right, all right.
Perry.
Perry.
I'm right here, man. All right, all right. I ain't going nowhere.
Perry. Perry.
Yeah.
Hey, Styles, don't go nowhere. Keenan's trying to get on. I'm going to get Keenan on.
Fine.
Perry.
All right. We're done with that. We're done with that, Clyde. We already been through that. We already done that. We go on to the next person. We already got that situated. We already got that situated. They trying to get other people on the line. But this dude over here with the 315s, he said, what he talked about, what he could give us one-on-one.
All right, Keenan, you on that. Hey, Styles, I got Keenan on.
Oh, what's up?
I got the Illuminati drive on. They trying to run y'all, but they trying to run I mean... I'm going to let y'all talk.
Hold on.
New York boys on, 315 boys on, Perry on, Mighty Joe Young on, Mopar, everybody on. So, I mean, I don't know the hell going on.
Dog.
What shit going on, I don't know.
Dog, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I'm back now. I couldn't hear you at first, but I'm back now. What you got going on, bud?
This Keenan?
Yeah,
that's Keenan.
Well, everybody basically, Styles took care. Everybody basically done bad now, so they're scared of you. So, you know, we're just scared of everybody now. But I gotta find out about you and Gottingham, because Gottingham said they ain't scared of you. Said y'all ain't scared. One of y'all left.
Oh, shit.
Well,
yeah.
One thing about it, dog, is that, you know, I got a dog, but I don't need a dog. You know how you say when you're scared, go buy yourself a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I don't need one. So the thing about it, though, dog, is, you know, God is fast, but he just ain't fast enough. You know.
I seen when you and my kid had a real gentleman-like conversation on the Facebook, and I seen that both of y'all. You had to be intelligent to read that shit y'all was doing. But the way I look at it, I still don't know which one of y'all is scared and which one. Oh shit, I can be quiet now. Here go Mike. Mike can talk for his goddamn self.
Oh, man.
No, you is the smartest shit starting motherfucker I've seen in my life. Boy, I think. I got one message, and this conversation be over with. Marcus said, 2-on-20 or better, duck race, Illuminati versus God at 275 apiece. He said, that's what he told me. He working. He said he can't get on.
I didn't start no shit, y'all. Mike didn't say they ain't scared. You said you ain't scared. The only thing different is y'all talking about the child size now. Well, y'all got to figure out that child size.
I'm just going to tell you delivering the message now, what the man said.
Okay. So this is my response to that. I don't think that would be a problem if we can get the continuance of the first race to happen first. What about the first race he tried to do in Florida?
Man, Florida gone and passed. We coming up on 2020.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, y'all didn't finish that race, though. I mean, y'all had the precinct teams on it, and
we want to see that race. We finished and got out of
that,
too.
Hey,
hello, with the background off. If the background off, mute your phone, guys. I hope your mic. You're the one, but I hope your mic. Mute your phone.
My phone is
901-5840.
No, just all the stuff. We ain't gonna be at Dutch race, man. We ain't gonna be able to make that race.
Every race somebody come up with, y'all say y'all ain't gonna be at it. When are y'all gonna race there?
No. Well, we gonna I'll tell you what we'll do.
Please.
We're gonna be at MIR on April the 16th. And we're gonna be at VMP May the 6th and 7th, I believe it is. Y'all gonna come there, Mike?
I don't know. Not that I know, but I mean, I don't know. I ain't know nothing about them big, you know.
One of them is at the Capital Punishment race. I think JP. So
who was that with that number?
I don't know.
Well, let me know something. There's something about somebody in Piedmont. We got we're doing Tony Nutso's race in Piedmont. On the 6th.
On when?
May the 6th. Piedmont, and then we'll be at VMP on May the 7th. I know Tony Nutso got a race there. But did I hear something about a guy with twin turbos on a racist dog or something?
Yeah, Perry on the phone. That's Perry. Perry, where you at, Perry? Whoa!
I'm right here.
Yeah, there he is. He'll try anybody.
Said, who now?
It's Perry.
What's going on?
Who again? What's going on, man? How you doing?
All right. What's going on with y'all school?
What kind of car you got now?
I got a Chevelle.
Oh, the silver. Did we talk today?
No, sir.
Okay. I thought I talked to somebody with a silver Chevelle. Is it a silver Chevelle twin turbo?
No, mine's burgundy.
Oh, it was burgundy. Okay. That might have been. You got probably done a person. When you looking at yourself?
Marty Joe Young them said Marty Joe Young and the Goon Crew said he slowed up.
Oh man!
When you want to do something?
Nah, your man said that we couldn't do. I told him we could have did that the first ass cutting. Or he talking about 1-1. But I said he had to be on a 275. He said no, 1-1. Y'all still keeping your 315s. I'll be on a 275 at first ass cut.
Okay, so you're going to be at Jamie's race. You talking about that's in February, right?
That's February.
So I don't, I mean, like I said, I have to find out, but if we're able to come, I mean, you know, small tires, big tires, it don't really matter, as long as it's a no-time grudge car.
Yes, no time.
Okay. And you want to run heads up?
Nah, he told me 1-1.
Oh, okay. So I didn't hear the conversation. That's why I'm asking these questions. I'm just coming in on the conversation.
Yeah. I was one and one. He said y'all won't be at that race for the Bobby Cole. So we just left it alone.
Right. Okay. And you twin turbos on 28.
Yep.
Okay. So we can make if we can make that race, we can probably make that happen.
Okay, no problem. I'll be there.
You're gonna be at, but you already gonna be there. So yeah, if we can make it, we'll make. And what's your name again?
Yeah. Name Wolf.
I can't hear what you said. So say it one more time.
Hey, somebody got some background noise back there, like you're in a service station or something. Mute your phone if you don't mind, please. If you don't mind, please mute your phone, please.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me find his note. Y'all, his name Wolf. He call him Wolf. Terry, his name Wolf.
The long
the wolf. Okay.
Hey,
well,
more like
we'll definitely get together before then. If we can make a race there, then we'll make something happen.
Okay.
Good show.
See how easy that was, dog? You see how easy that was, dog?
Oh, man, dog in that clipping his toenail. Dog ain't paying your ass no attention, man.
Man, what
oh, man.
It was
too short.
Hey, dog.
Yeah, I like tall guys. Every last one.
Dog. She's trying to finally know it.
I like them without no weed. He had like 90 pictures of me, so I don't
know. I got going to play too much. Might have had, you know, had. Mm-hmm.
What they found out, kid? What they gonna do, kid?
Shit, they had a standstill
no,
right
them,
now.
No, I told them when we if we able to come to James Race, we'll work something out. We'll work something
all
right, out.
Y'all know when you once we get close, I read y'all to start talking about it once we get close. Once we get over these holidays and everything, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, all we got is all right. We got that almost filler, and we got one more shit started to go, and that's between the Illuminati and Gotti.
Oh man,
we got the two.
Well,
we got the two
good,
guys
good,
that don't
good,
on the phone. We got Keenan. We got Keenan Oates, and we got Michael Hill on the phone. Y'all go ahead with the nice conversation. We want to find out what the deal is on that.
You know, he ain't gonna put 315s on no more because I guess he ain't got enough, or he don't feel comfortable doing that. So, what kind of spot did they want the same back tie we gave each other?
Don't ask me. He on the phone.
Gotta
talk to
Mike.
Mike,
we got plenty of
racing
lineup on 275. We ain't going on 315.
Oh
shit.
We ain't begging for nothing.
Oh shit.
But you know what, dog, I'm glad you're on the show, man, because I need some help. You know, when I was in school, man, I didn't do too well in math. Now, the board says we got all this action.
You still ain't doing too well in math.
Hold on. Come on, Mike. The board says we got all this action on 275. All this action on 275. There's three no-time 270 extreme calls. And I got three
right.
No time extreme 315 calls. So where's all the action on the 275 calls, dog?
Okay, so how many races did you have in Florida versus how many races they had in Florida?
But this is the problem. The guy, the guy,
the
when
question.
I put
that's
a race,
he said
hold
he,
on, hold
he
on,
was
listen,
drawn,
hold on,
he got
but,
the
hold on, hold on,
hey,
listen.
Question.
You have a point.
Hey,
listen,
answer the question.
But
answer the question.
Listen,
his mouth still ain't too good.
Black Master wasn't there. Black Master wasn't there. Tony Hitler.
Dang, man,
Hitler,
ain't nobody asked you
bro.
For the excuses of where they were.
Okay, Keelan, let's cut the wood, though. I don't want nobody to hit me in the mouth. I'm already hired. Black Nance ain't finna raise nobody. Black Nance ain't finna raise nobody. And Tony Wright ain't finna raise nobody. So what you talking about?
No, they all about to raise, man. They about to raise.
How many times they had between the both of them this year? Hold on.
Y'all is very disrespectful to Keenan, man.
It don't mean everybody done that, but you got to come up with some different. What you just explained with the DMV, you got to come up with a new what DMV really means. Something
And y'all so tough in the DMV. Oh, let me be quiet. I ain't trying to knock Mike on y'all, but I'm going on mute, man. Y'all got me confused.
Oh, man.
No, they tough now. No, they are tough now. Y'all tough now. They tough. I told them, they're going bad. They got the bad in no time calling 315 right now. They got
no, we got the bad.
Hold on. Joe said you got to say NOS. You can't say the bad on 315.
Well, they said they. I don't think they worried about the combination, dog. I don't think they care. They said I heard somebody say earlier, "Come to win, dog. Come to win." They ain't got no strip on
them. Yeah, I heard it's a no time growth. If it's a no time growth car.
That's what I'm saying. You
gotta
teach some of them boys how to
grudge
game, dog. You gotta be a teacher too, man, dog.
Hey, that's why I picked my poison.
Yes, sir. So in other words, I gotta admit, Keenan would walk around there like he was goddamn in King Sling Dingaling, and he got in that car and drew it. That's all I gotta say. He bagged up with how he was portraying himself.
Yeah, he bagged it up. Yeah, he had a right to down there, though.
But let me ask y'all a question, kid, because you know I went to the same school Keenan went to. If my ET is 750. And I got on 315, and your ET 750, and you got on 275. What the problem?
None.
Yeah, that's a good report.
You know, I went to Keenan school because my math ain't too good.
Hold on.
If you run 750s and got on 315, and you run 850s and got on 275. Put on 315s and still run the 850s. What's the problem?
Well, see, you know what I'm trying to say. I thought we raced ETs. You know, that's what I thought.
I agree with you. But somebody went and voted on 315.
No, they used to race ET back in the day, though. They used to race ET. They don't do that shit no more.
Now they watch NHL on TV and look at what time. Raider versus World versus Pro 275.
You got some badass grudge races in this game right now, right?
I mean, for real. Right. Some bad.
Out of all these badass races, how many times you hear them skipping motors now when they log in?
Oh, shit. Got a point.
So ain't nobody racing. They ain't racing ET no more. They racing. Everybody racing parts now.
Oh, man. Come on, Mike.
Uh-oh.
They want to make sure you got what they got. They want to make sure you at least ain't got no more than they got. Shit, that's just what it is. The game is.
You got another. Mm-hmm. You don't want 26-57, you open.
Hey, dog, they keep on saying they want to run no-time grudge calls. He offered Mark Hayes the back tire. Mark Hayes liked the scoreboard up many a times.
Oh, shit.
Mark Hayes ain't ran over 365 days.
Oh, shit.
Over,
that man, they
could have
caught you in another lot. They'll caught you in another lot.
He ran over a year.
Come on, Mike.
He's
being disrespectful, Mike.
Y'all would just go down.
Not to pick the race they can win.
What kind of lie you catch me in?
Oh, Lord.
What kind of lie you catch me in, Mike?
Mike, I didn't start this shit, Mike.
Lord, have mercy.
What kind of lie you catch me in, Mike?
Man said you said no time card. Now the man said you called out a class card.
Oh, Lord,
that it's only slow. It's only slow class card like that.
The man just showed time.
But then when you say any, you ain't
Hold on now.
Hey, dog, listen to this. I'm gonna bring this up and I'm gonna let it go. I want no interruptions, Mike. So let me finish my story.
Y'all be done. Go on mute. I'm going to mute, King.
Hey, look. We get there. We lock in Gotti. Gotti goes out there, bolts on 315. He goes out there, wheel fan. Boom. Messes up the oil pan, they say. They go back there and they fix it. They go back there, wheel fan again. Boom. They mess up, you know, oil pan again is messed up. Marcus tells me, hey, I'm going to have to go get the oil pan off the Corvette and run it on the car. They go out there a third time, wheel fan, boom, really mess it up again. So they said, man, you know what? We can't go with the Gotti car. You know, we done messed with the oil pan. We can't do the race. Cool. Well, then later on that night, they come back and say, well, y'all want to run the Corvette. Now, how does that work out, dog? How can you run the Corvette if you mess up the oil pan off the Corvette that you put on that?
I don't know about the last race. I heard y'all trying to race the Corvette when it first started. Hold on. Yeah, when y'all were putting Gotti up, both Marcus and Gotti, you would have ran the Corvette. But the Corvette didn't show time. That's the only reason you didn't run it.
Right. But now, that ain't got to do with what I just said, though, dog. What I'm just saying is, was the oil pan really messed up? Because they wanted to run it with the Corvette later that night, but with the oil pan, you ever heard of a lie?
Like, you know, they normally tell you. You just told them something, and they might just lie to you.
The man said, look, man, we can't come out there with Gotti because we done messed up the oil pan we took off of the vet. But then come back and say, y'all want to run the vet tonight.
Hey, Keenan, you should have, I'm going to put it like this. You should have knew, if it was told to you, and Marcus ain't tell you that, but if it was told to you, Craig, you know, Craig the one to do all the work on the car. When both cars needed parts, we were talking about an oil pan, y'all need a vacuum pump. Marcus wanted to give y'all a vacuum pump out of the vet, but what Craig said, I'm not taking no parts off of that Corvette.
What he said was, Craig, you won't, listen, hold on, you won't in the trailer when he told me what he said about, because remember how you won't there when I told if I'm at the oil pan, you won't deal with me being a vacuum pump. Craig says, hey, I got a vacuum pump that's on the car. I really don't want to have to pull it off the car, but I will if you can't find one. I will if you can't find one. Okay, that's what he told me. But I'm saying,
Marcus
tells me that y'all done pulled the pan off of the vet and bam, go out there and mess that one up, but what would run me with the vet
later that night. I know damn well Craig wasn't trying to take nothing off that Corvette. That car was sitting there complete, But here, he didn't want to take nothing off the Corvette,
but he took the oil pan off.
Oh, man.
Man, ain't no oil pan come on no Corvette.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's what y'all told him.
Yeah, you know, see, that's what somebody y'all you gotta understand. You don't understand what I just said. You can be told a lie just like y'all tell them.
Bullshit.
Come on, Mike.
This, I mean, again, it would have went over better.
What do you think? He walking around and everybody gonna sit there and just tell you they business? Maybe they want you to know what the hell they were doing. So are you gonna admit
that y'all told us a lie? Is that what you mean?
I don't know what they told you. How the hell I'm gonna admit if I ain't here?
Okay.
Well, look here, man. We got something else dealing with y'all. Let me see. I ain't gonna say y'all care. I want to get Travis Harden on the phone. Travis Harden made a post.
Don't they tune a bid every Donald Long race in history? What the hell wrong with them making it?
Come on, King. The problem with that is
the guy just tuned. He don't pay the bills. So if David Thomas can't be there, then that's
the problem. Oh, man, that ain't the problem. I know that ain't no problem right there.
Yeah. If David Thomas can't be there, we can't be there. Ken Hubbard just tuned.
See how he making up? I believe that he paid the bill. You see how he making up one shit? That maybe they did the same thing.
Come on, Mike.
If I was in the courtroom and I was in George, I had to take a reset because I don't know which one of y'all, man.
All it takes is a deposit. Hold on. Matter of fact, Marcus just sent me a text. He said, matter of fact, make it 5 on 20.
Damn.
The amount of money isn't a situation for us over here, Mike. You know that.
Well, your lawyer just said the whole pot needs to be locked in.
That ain't no problem. We just got to figure out a mutual date and time to do it, and both parties agree with how the cost comes.
Keenan, on the real note, Keenan, hold up, Keenan, on the real side now, you came on Facebook and said that Styles was a lawyer. You and your lawyer got to get on the same page, because you said you're thinking about taking this X amount of dollars on X amount of dollars, and he said that the whole pot got to be locked in. Y'all need to figure out which one of y'all is in the truth between y'all own captain.
Well, listen.
Good report, though.
If our attorney and if our lawyer said that, then that's what we're going to do. But also, at the same time, if we want to make a race happen, we can make some alterations to it. You know, that's what attorneys do. That's what happens in court cases. You counter offer. It ain't nothing written in stone until you put the money up, right?
Good point.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I done got two texts. Mike, I done got two texts, and it ain't none of me starting this shit. They say, how come Mike won't take that back down? So if you want to explain to him, you can tell him why you don't take it back down.
Oh, man.
No, for what? For what reason? We don't feel like that's a win. I ain't never seen Marcus begging for nothing. Why not just
I'm just letting you know, Mike. I started shit with my own name, but this year, I got two texts on the same shit, though.
Hold on, Keenan. Why did that conversation start?
Let me tell you how the 315 got put on. The 315 got put on because Gotti asked for a spot when they talked about racing in Orlando. They wouldn't give Gotti shit then.
So,
that's how the 315 got them put on.
Bullshit.
They ain't want to give Gotti.
Y'all never would have put 315s on if you didn't feel like you can win.
Okay, what I said. I said you didn't offer nothing then. You ain't offered no spot when we tried to take.
We've always offered each and every one of you no time 275 cars.
That's a lot. Everybody on the radio show can attest to that. How the hell everybody on the radio show we were standing in Marcus Pitt in Orlando?
No time 275 cars. Listen. you with
so,
Gotti,
so Keena, you gonna say y'all offered Gotti when y'all came with y'all offered Gotti a spot?
When we came over there, that was already a race discussed. Because I got a tip from you to come over there. When I get over there, it's already discussed. Either we gonna run Gotti heads up, come how you win. Yeah, that's all the race I remember.
That ain't what I asked you. I asked you.
Did y'all offer Gotti a spot?
I don't remember if we ordered off y'all spot or not.
I got
the DMV over here on my ass, Mike. They said, I don't know. This is the shit that we thought we selling last week, though. They said, why is Mike keep making excuses up when he just go ahead and pay him the punk out money that he owing?
Man, we don't owe you the punk out money?
Yeah, the man owes some money, man.
Oh, shit.
I feel like
I thought y'all had a break clause.
Now, I heard David Reese come on the show. David Reese said he heard Marcus Burt say it, but he's the only one who heard Marcus Burt. I guess him and Mike Hill are the only ones that heard David Marcus Burt say it. I know me and David Thomas didn't say it.
If Marcus owed them $1,000, we owe however it is. Why, when we went down there and asked them to come look at it, they shook hands and said, don't worry about it, and we rolled off. Why they ask for $1,000, dog? Why the hell they didn't ask for $1,000?
You think that man
to give a fuck about $1,000 to you? He won't pay you no $1,000 to you.
See, that's the whole approach for us though, because $1,000 ain't nothing to us. So that's why we ain't really push
right.
the issue. I mean, it still ain't an issue really.
Why you didn't say nothing about $1,000? Why you didn't tell him, man, he owe you $1,000?
Did I not ask you about $1,000 on the golf cart when we were standing there?
Kid, you ain't asking about the motherfucking
$1,000.
Let me tell you how it went, dog. They came down there, Mike on the passenger side, Marcus Burt on the driver's side, driving the golf cart. So they come down there, they said, man, we ain't gonna be able to race y'all, man. We got the oil pan, got the crack in the oil pan, everything. And Mike says, you know what? If y'all want to verify it, you can come on down there and take a look at it. So me and Dave both said, you know, we don't worry about it. I mean, we trust that y'all say that the oil pan is, you know, messed up or whatever. And, you know, Mike said, we'll just have to do it another time or whatever. So cool. And then I said, so what are we going to do about the lock-in? Then we had a lock-in, you know, X on X. And Mike Hill kind of looks over at Marcus Burt, and he says, didn't we have a break clause or something? They said, well, I don't remember that. I said, I don't remember, but if we did, then okay. But we never said break clause. So by only being $1,000, me and Dave never really pushed the issue. But again, it was so conveniently a break clause and nobody heard it except for Mike Hill and Dave Reese. But it's cool.
The way you tell the story, Keena, the way you tell the story is when he asked him did he want somebody to verify it, if he just was going to pay it, he just would have paid it. But if he said to come verify, that was a verified break. So that means somebody has some kind of understanding about a break.
That man gave $1,000. He can take $1,000 and wipe his stinking ass with sending that stinking ass line.
But listen, Mike, let me know where you're going to play. Can I say my part, dog?
Man, you done sat here and lied like a motherfucker. You wait three weeks to come on here and tell a lie.
Mike, listen, Mike. You missing the point. We not talking about
I ain't missing a motherfucker. Mike ain't missing shit. We not talking about
what $1,000 means to you or Marcus. It don't mean nothing to us either, so we on the same page.
Evidently, we on the same page. I wouldn't sit here and tell no motherfucking lie to save no $1,000. Motherfucker, I'll give you $1,000 and keep on trucking.
Listen, so let me ask you a question, Mike. Are you saying that I never said nothing
about Kenan, here's a good way to get your $1,000 you said, Marcus, owes you. 5 on 20, okay. And we'll put an extra $1,000 on top of it if you get your stinking ass deduct rate.
Oh, shit. No, we're not coming to those trades.
You don't want to come because you know, Kenan,
like I said, I'm just going to keep it down the middle from what I'm seeing, and I ain't taking nobody's side because I don't give a damn either way. But it seems like you saying y'all ain't going nowhere but the DMV to race this year.
No, we can't. You can't say that because we always, you know, travel before we race.
Well, they didn't give you 5 or 6 races before y'all got one of them in the DMV, but you keep telling them to come to DMV.
That's in February. I tell you what. This is what I need. I need some connecting rods. Y'all got all those motors and spare parts, vacuum pumps, and oil pans over there, Mike. Get me some connecting rods, and I can make it to Dutch race.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you hurt the car. You hurt the car?
No, I ain't hurt it. I
got to
freshen it up.
Was it a break clause in that race between Gotti and Illuminati? Explain that to these fools, please.
Hold on. David Reese shouldn't even be involved because he. Hold on, no. David Reese is a non. He's non-biased, but he's involved in both teams. David Reese shouldn't even be involved in this. David Reese is only.
Why didn't you say that when the man was sitting there negotiating the race? He didn't know he negotiated the race, the time,
David
and all.
David Reese was not negotiating the race. He was sitting there.
Ask the man
when he negotiating the race, dog. I'm gonna let you ask, dog. I don't want to ask. Well, I mean, y'all be quiet. Let him talk. Let him talk. Come on, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, what's the question?
Was you part of the negotiations of the race? Was you any part of it?
Yeah, I was standing right there in front of the car. I wasn't gonna let them do nothing they didn't need to do.
All right. Did they have a break clause or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So my question is, who said? Who said that there was a break clause?
I know that we asked you the same thing last week. What's the big deal?
Like you had a break clause, the car broke, and the race didn't happen.
Hold on, let him ask his question
and get an answer. David, from what they're saying is, they're saying it wasn't a break clause, and that John Gotti owed him $1,000 punk out. That's what the big deal.
That's false. That's false because it was a break clause.
Okay.
So y'all are the only ones that heard break clause, and we didn't.
Listen.
If there was a break clause, then why was a certain DP amount on a certain pot amount?
You still have a DP on the break clause, though, Keenan. You still have a DP on the break clause. You still, you know.
Because if you don't break this,
no,
then
but
the
we had a certain we had a certain amount on a certain pot size. So my question is, why
no,
why was there a certain DP amount?
But Keena, let me show you. See, you put a DP on everything. But if you have a break, that means you don't have to pay that DP. That's why the DP was on it. DP is automatically supposed to be on all the locking is normally. But if you got a break clause,
okay,
you don't have to pay the DP.
Okay. But again, everybody that was – so, okay, I see what you're saying. But now even from our side of the team, everybody heard a break clause on Marcus Burke's side and Mike Hill's side, but we didn't hear no break clause on our side. And again –
well, if David Reese was started like the new – hold up. Let's take it one step at a time and get an answer. Don't just talk and then go. The way it sounds, David Reese was on nobody's side. He was just in the middle of both of us. He said he heard it. I mean, he's supposed to be the in-between guy.
David Reese was telling Marcus Burke.
I will say this. I work on both cars. I didn't think it was a good race to begin with. I didn't really want to even be a part of it. But
oh shit!
All I can say is there was a break call. Now, if nobody wants to accept it or not, it doesn't matter. But there was definitely 100% a break clause in the race. That's the only thing I know. And I don't want no bad feelings with neither team. But
right. Had we raced
Keenan and they beat us like with, you know, it would have been us because I was tuning on the Gaudi car. You know, I wouldn't have said anything. Hell, we got our ass whooped. But ultimately, mm-hmm. The car broke. I told them there needed to be a break clause. My opinion was we needed to be a break clause because we had two races to race, had to make a shakeout,
right.
And they just wanted to run on. We had not even planned to be there Saturday, so there was no. We didn't know if we were going to make it through those two races.
Right.
It made no sense to lock us in.
That's why you do a break clause.
When there was a chance that we were going to break with the two runs we already had to do.
So simple.
But that's
Mike, ain't nobody asked for your little amen corner in the background. So simple. Ain't nobody asked for all that.
Well, hold on for a minute, because we're getting an education. A lot of people don't understand the break calls because I'm keep getting in Texas then, why was it a break call? When you do a break call, if you go to a race and you got two or three races in front of the race, you finna race that one. So you do a break call, so just in case, say you got, like they had two races broke. They had two races locked in already. If they broke on the first race, there'd be a damn fool to have to pay the mother two off. That's why you put a break call. That's what a break call
means. I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying, I'm getting tested because people don't understand why it was a break clause. That's why it was a break clause.
Right. But then
well,
you,
well,
the
they knew they knew
break
they knew that.
I mean,
they knew
what is the purpose of even having a DP amount? Because that's
chosen,
the purpose
chosen
of the
one.
Mike, y'all both talking at the same time, and they do need education because
well,
he just asked a question that don't make
right.
no sense. He asked the question. Why do you need a break clause? Keenan, that's why you do a break clause, so you don't have to spend all your damn money. That's just like, goddamn it, if you got three races locked in and you got a break clause, if you break on the first race, you done broke your car, you got to fix your car. Why you got to pay all that money on that DP for them other two races? That's why you put a break clause
so,
in there. Now, the guy that you're racing don't have to give you a break clause. You don't have to. Hold on.
Well,
that's
hold
why
on.
You don't get nothing. Everybody try to talk. Well, ain't nobody listen. That's why the other guy don't have to accept a break clause, and if y'all want to lock in, if you don't want to lock in. But it's a mutual thing between the two people that's racing for the break clause. Come on.
Okay.
So and Keenan, just like if y'all hadn't got y'all backing pump, Keenan, even if it wasn't God at oil pan, y'all didn't get y'all backing pump fixed, y'all, it would have been the same thing. God couldn't have got man dying because y'all had a break clause as well, just as well as we did. God couldn't have got a dime.
No, well, I'm going to be straightforward and honest with you. If we couldn't have found the vacuum pump, we would have paid y'all $1,000 because we didn't know
we
nothing about.
Nobody going to take your thousand if you had a break clause.
We didn't know nothing about a break clause. That's what I'm saying. Because when
well,
we
knew,
on the
we
car,
knew, we knew, we knew, and we wouldn't have took it. We wouldn't have took it. I'm sure
man,
you did.
That should have, would have, could have. But at the end of the day, like I said before, the whole $1,000, it ain't about it. Because like you said, we wipe our ass in $1,000. That ain't the thing about it. Either. And it's
hey,
done. All I'm saying
who helped y'all fix that vacuum pump?
What now?
Who helped y'all fix that vacuum pump? And get parts for it. You know we would have done it.
We bought it from one of the vendors. We bought it from one of the vendors.
Who fixed it the first time?
At the pulley, when we went down there, you helped us fix it.
That's
you
right. We fixed it. We gave you the dang parts to fix it. I'm just telling you.
You got a lot of that.
All I'm saying is y'all can gripe and all you want to about saying there wasn't no break calls, but there really was a break clause.
Well, at least that's what I'm saying is that y'all were the only ones that heard the break clause. So next time, the whole failure of this whole thing was not having a DP man. That's the whole failure of this whole situation. Because y'all heard the DP, y'all heard the break clause, we didn't. So the next time going forward to take care of this, we'll just make sure we have a DP man in place.
I'm available.
We'll just have a DP man to play because that's what takes care of this whole misunderstanding. I heard this, you heard that, I did hear this, I didn't hear that. That's the simple fix to it. You know,
good report.
It ain't.
Y'all would have. If we had a DP man, y'all have been arguing with the DP man right about now.
No, we wouldn't because we had to respect
the DP man. He hadn't got to explain to y'all what a break clause. He got to explain to y'all what the hell a break clause is.
It sounds like they've been the DP man.
Hey, dog, start January the 1st, dog. Why don't you start you some grudge? Start grudge 101 class. Get it out.
Paul, man.
Yes, sir. We will start doing that. Because, David, I'm going to hold you down there a little bit, man.
All right.
Diablo.
Hey, David Reese.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget. I'm your man now. I'm your lawyer. Don't you forget that now.
I know for sure. If I got to lock a race in, I'm calling you first.
Oh, shit.
You already know I'll give a damn. I'll give a lane choice away.
Yeah. David Reese was getting the man to stop talking, and David Reese said, okay, we slipped the lane. Damn, David, you probably got lane choice because you get.
I want to lock in El Diablo.
Oh, shit. I don't even have an El Diablo no more. I got a paper chaser.
I know, that's why I said it. That's why I said it, David.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know, I haven't caught on who it is now.
That's right. Well, all right, guys, I tell y'all what, I was going to go into something else, but I think we done had enough tonight unless y'all want to continue on this here and get this straight because this is an ongoing thing.
You're smart ass. I wouldn't even plan on coming on your goddamn show and coming off mute.
He talked to me.
Somebody lied.
He told me.
Keelan, you got Alzheimer's or something, man. You got dementia or something. Hey, I know somebody from the DMV. Hey, Keelan, somebody from the DMV said you got some kind of disease. So you got some kind of disease.
Not the sometime he remembers, okay. Sometime he don't.
Man, I don't remember all of that, man. I don't remember all of that.
No, see, this is a joke that don't nobody take it serious. So we thought Wickenburg was bad. Keenan just come on here and did worse than Wickenburg.
Yeah. I ain't lying.
Come on, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Come on, man.
I do got to say something about Mike, though. Because Mike was one of the, back in the day, Mike was saying, okay, yeah, you need a DP man. No, you don't need a DP man. No, you need a DP man. Now, y'all are two outstanding teams. Both of y'all motherfuckers are stand up. Both of y'all stand up team. And y'all are it. So that just goes to fucking show you. Don't care who you is, you need to get a fucking DP man on this kind of shit.
Hey, dog, you know what's crazy? All that went well. All that went well at the racetrack. You know when all that shit started? When on Sunday, when folks start going live, somebody owe some punk out money. I'm like, what the hell owe punk out money? They don't understand. I just didn't understand myself.
They still texting me tonight. Say, God damn it, you owe the punk out money. And say, if the shoe was on the other foot, you want. Now, this is a question that come up that I can't wait for the first of the year to start about the DP, about the break clause. Now, Mike, everybody need to be quiet because we need to notice that because it's important. People say, does the break clause pertain to if you tested or if you break on the race that you got the break clause for? Anybody want to answer that?
To me, dog, that depends on how they stiff it. That depends on how they stiff it, dog. They just had a break clause. They didn't even say visual. Even though, like, I know we went down there to get them to come in and look at it. They didn't say visual. Like, most time we skip right now, we do a break clause, we always say visual. Well, you somebody got to go down there and verify your car broke. You can't
do that. That part I understand. I'm talking about is the break clause doing testing or doing a race? Is it doing testing or doing a race that you pulled there?
Like they didn't even discuss that part. They just said, like, all I knew was Marcus had two races. He had chosen one and the lawyer both Friday.
Right.
And like I said, they wasn't planning on being there on Saturday. So that all I know is that's the only reason the break clause was came up because of prior races. Like I said, I don't know who brought it up. I don't know who exactly said it.
Right,
he brought it up because he had two. And hell, I know what their plans were for the money they had locked in with both of them races. Hell, they wouldn't plan on the motor surviving if it didn't need to. You know, after that race,
damn.
Hell,
they're gonna let the
Raw say nothing to the quarter.
Call man.
I mean, when you think about what they betting, hell, you can freshen it a lot. Even don't. I mean, for what they betting, it's going to be winter time anyway. Shit. I mean.
Good point.
So that's really new. It was a smart move. And like I said, with about 1,000, hell, look what they won. What the hell would they be? What would somebody cop out on paying 1,000 when you just won what you just won? I mean, that don't make no sense. Mm-hmm. Don't make no common sense whatsoever.
Oh, shit. You got a point there. But now the question still going out. When you got a break clause, is the break clause, do it include testing, or is the break clause that you just break during a race? That's still a question that need to come up because they keep asking the same question. That is a good question, though.
That's the problem with grudge racing now. The wording is so tricky in any grudge race right now that it makes a lot of people not even want to do it because it's so easy to get fucking tricked up, all into the BS that you ain't used to. People that done it a while, you know.
I think the break clause should be doing testing because you break during the race. You can break during the race and still win. So what you gonna say then?
No. I'm talking about when you get a break clause. We talk about a break like you got a race before the race. You pull the race the man you got the break clause with. See, like you said, they had two races. With our chosen one, and they had a race with the
lawyer.
If they had a broke during that time, or did they break like they broke when they was testing? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. You know. That's two different kind of break dogs. Unless you stay like Mike said, unless you say it, though, then you can apply it either way, whichever way it's convenient to you when you come up. If you don't send it, if you don't stick it.
Yeah, I mean, you might, hey, dog, you go there, like, you don't say visible. Or it's like, it getting to a point where now, like you say, you might say, all right, I got a break claw. Then you go there, like you said, motherfucker, fucking belt
not
mouth.
Not just button ain't working.
Oh, man.
Yeah, simple shit like that. You can just cause all kind of problems, you know what
it
I mean?
Purged.
So, yeah,
His purge went out. And see, like, and normally back in the day now, when break claws was kind of popular, the break claws was if you break during the race that you have it. If you break during the shakedown and all that shit, you still had all the money. That's what it used to be. And I, you know, like I said, somebody just sent the question in, which was a good question. I didn't even think about it until they just sent it in to me. So,
I mean, maybe it's better to keep the break clause out. But if two races agree to it, can't nobody tell them how.
Agree,
to
that's right.
But
that's
I mean,
right.
Maybe it's
yeah,
a good
can,
thing.
Two races can agree on anything they want. Two races can agree on any race they want. The two races can. The DP man, all he's supposed to do is enforce the race, enforce the rules that the two races put out.
All right.
Good point.
Yeah. All right, well, if that's all y'all got.
Man, you might as well go on to the next topic. You ain't got but an hour and 5 minutes.
No, Mike, I'm tired, man. I don't even want these shows, like I said, it ain't going to do for cause more bullshit. Shit.
No,
you know, if anybody got that, I mean, ain't nothing really going on. So, shit, it's hard to say something. So, I got to be on here tomorrow. Uh-oh, here come Twin. Now, what the hell Twin want? What you want with Twin? Oh, wheelchair. Oh, that wheelchair then. Damn, I just looked at the boat. Who on wheelchair now? Hope it ain't Bobby Cole.
That was me.
Oh, Lord.
That's the Memphis gangster.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got them intentions,
Bobby, you know,
Bobby,
you know you must be a bad man. They trying to lock in for your race already, man. They done jumped over seven races, logging in for your race, man. Goddamn that Bobby Cole.
Sounds like something strange going on.
I like that.
Is them on here, dog?
It's strange, well, it changed.
Twin. Like I told Bobby, his mic was on. I said, Twin, your mic on. So that means you're open. You from the DMV, though,
I see you.
You from the DMV.
Oh, man.
This
the Wolf. Now, listen, this is what I wanted to say to you, dog. I'll be for the first ass cutting. I'll be at Duck Race. I'll be at Bobby Cole Race. I'll be at everybody goddamn race in the
is
South
this
this year. You got to fucking
this
Wolf. The Wolf. Oh,
this
man, that's a long Wolf. Long Wolf. I don't plan on doing no motherfucking racing in the North. I'm going to be all in the goddamn South, man, this year, man.
Oh, shit.
Looking for something to fucking...
Hey, Keenan don't like that. Keenan Weir come out here and slap the shit at you now.
Who that?
Illuminati.
Listen, like I said, I'm coming to play. You know what I mean? I don't duck and dodge. When you ask me a question earlier, what I say?
When you asked me that question earlier,
dog, what did I say? Did I say that he was out of my motherfucking caliber? No.
You said anybody.
Any motherfucking body. You give a goddamn.
Why did Dottie?
I'm a goddamn it trap. You best believe it. You best fucking believe
Lottie
it.
Why did Dottie?
Why not anybody?
I give a goddamn.
Quack, he don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Quack, he a duck.
I
really enjoy you guys, man. I appreciate the call, man. I'm about to get me some motherfucking oxtails. Oh, man, not the oxtail. Oxtails and potatoes.
Go ahead and get you some oxtails while I get me some tail.
Oh,
who the hell is that?
Who that?
It goes,
oh, hell.
The goon.
Oh, man.
The goon.
Man, listen. I thought it was somebody for real, man.
Not the listen. Not the listen. All you got to do is lock me in tomorrow. All you gotta do is lock me in the month.
We'll lock in at the end of the month. Like you said, we lock it in the end of the month. We got a whole lot of time.
No, 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 no.
Listen, I told you earlier, y'all motherfucking cold. I said that shit earlier. Y'all don't make no motherfucking. They don't make nothing jump.
I'm talking.
Listen, y'all don't make nothing jump.
Listen, what I'm saying, dog.
I don't want to listen to
all that over talk. We could go February, motherfucker. We could lock in
February.
19th.
Okay. For February 19th. Okay. Y'all going
to
be on 275? That's what I like to hear. Because I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow,
Come lock me in tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll tell you that all day, dog.
No, y'all weren't trying to say that.
Anything he's going to do, dog.
I was singing a different tune earlier.
Did you understand what I said?
Hey, I heard everything you said, Tenfo.
Hey, Goon.
Yo.
And the Mac said he wants some trouble. Hello?
I'm going to stop you from all that talking.
Hold on.
Did the goon hang up? Shawty gone.
Y'all
want to think about it, y'all get on the morning show tomorrow, or y'all come on back on here tomorrow evening and lock in some of these, or however y'all want to do it. Y'all, it's kind of early, though, but y'all can do what you want to do. I can't tell you how to lock in.
Hey, dog, you heard what I said, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Wolf, you heard
somebody
what I said.
Somebody got a lot of background noise on those speakerphone or something. Check
yeah.
your phones out,
guys. I see you heard what I said. Orangeburg, Trigger Man event.
Yeah, that's the first half. Anybody that wants to lock in for Trigger Man race or whatever, he said he's ready to go. That'll be the first ass cut.
February 19th.
What I said, dog. Anything he want to do for us to get the race, I'm gonna do whatever he want me to do for us to race.
Oh shit. All right, worldwide call out, y'all. Don't nobody do that, but the doggone overrated Bell, and that's Wit. Wit don't want somebody to do that.
Now, what Andy Mack talks about now? Andy Mack,
why you wait till the last minute to come on and start texting me this shit? They want to talk to you. Yeah, Andy Mack will try anything though.
Hey, dog, I'm here.
Yeah, tell him I'm...
I'll run the goon at the first ass cutting of the year.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. They're going live on right there.
We do it at
Bobby Cole. They're going live on right there.
They do it there.
What race do you have, Bobby Cole?
Hey,
other races before Bobby's race. We don't talk over races.
We can't do. We only want to race the cigarette.
You can come to Bobby Cole. I mean, you can come to Bobby Cole and do what you want to do. We'll do whatever you want to do. But right now, we're just going to go there and do this and get out of there. Because it's going to be over fast.
Yeah.
I love the way that shit sounds. Lock it
in.
If you won't thank them, that's what you do.
Hey, dog. When is that first race? When is that, dog?
The 19th of February. That's Jamie race. That's the first race. The 19th February.
We'll have to call him back tomorrow when he get a good mail.
It is. The phone kind of messed up right now. It's getting cold. It's gonna be cold tomorrow though. It might be freezing. All right, anybody? Keenan, you got anything else? Keenan, you got anything else to put out? Keenan. All right, Perry, you got anything to say, Perry? Woo.
Man, I'm busted.
All right, okay. Mike here, Pajo, Twin, Kids.
I had a man just call and said, dog, better not be spending any of this motherfucking show up.
Tell him the French kiss my wee-wee.
Hey, not the French kiss.
I got a question before you hang the phone, dog. So ask the coon why he would run me at Bobby's race but would not run me at Florida.
Uh-oh. I got to find out. That whoever got that phone just messed up their thing. Everybody just breaking this sound like shit.
Oh, hell. I should have known.
Man, I'm on mute, so it ain't my goddamn phone. I'm on mute, man. I was on mute.
That's it. Cable One Man. I told y'all, Cable One Man do that worldwide call. That's the old rated bell.
Yeah, these boys do them fake worldwide call out.
It's real.
Call the whole track out. They didn't do the real call the whole track out. You know what I'm saying? They got to know how to do that shit.
Whoop, I thought you said you was going to be at Jamie race, Whoop.
I'll be there.
Well, Andy Mack said he'll lock your ass in.
Who's Andy Mack?
Bipolar, the bipolar truck.
That's a bad motherfucker, but I ain't scared of him, though. We're going to for a couple. I feel like giving away some money. We're going for a couple grand, Andy.
What now?
Andy.
I said,
he said he's running for a couple grand. That's all Andy running for. Yeah.
Hey, hold on. So that's the car Travis was driving.
Andy, your phone sound fucked up. Y'all phone sound fucked up.
No, I drive my own car.
That's the twin turbo car.
No, I'm talking about the car Travis Harvey, the nitrous car he was driving in Florida. That's the one I'm trying to race.
They said they ain't gonna run the Bobby Cole race. They said they're not gonna race the Bobby Cole race.
Okay.
He don't want to talk to you.
Well, all right. If y'all ain't got nothing, guys, we're going to get out of here. Thank y'all for coming on. Michael, what's up, Michael?
One thing more.
Come on.
One thing more.
Come on. Who done said one thing more? Who done said one thing more?
Roger, that was you?
Said one
thing
more?
Nah,
he
said
that,
dog.
Oh.
All right,
so we
had
one thing more.
Marty Joe
Young.
No problem.
No, that was not me.
Okay. Oh, hell, I don't know who it is, though. Keenan, you still like Keenan?
I got one more thing. I got one more thing to say.
Come on with it.
Tell Eddie Mack, we'll be at Bobby Cole. Holla at us then.
Okay.
Ain't no fence all around that.
Modifying. Everybody, basically, we got 7 races before that, but we got Bobby Cole race. I mean, that's your preference, baby boys. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow if anything going. If it don't, tune in tomorrow to get you some salvation. Some of y'all need it. Have a good night.